Whoops, stall for 1 second.
You need me to find that waiting song?
Yeah. La, 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 la. I don't remember how it goes, actually.
I'm ready to go if you guys are ready.
Okay.
Oh, I just got the song up now.
I'm sorry, my bad. I screwed up because I was working on something else, and then I needed this, and now I'm back.
I got sound if you want to go.
Ready? Rolling.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, talking now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Anyway, this is Super Dave on the All Show on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena. And before... So anyways, coming up, we got some Pennywise and some Beastie Boys. But first, these commercials.
Oh, no habla, Ricardo, Speedy Gonzalez.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's wintertime? So anyways...
The poor guy can't help it. He's Mexican.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm gonna go get it. That's a keeper right there.
Your gayness does not define you. Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
I'm in love. I'm in love with my mattress.
You know, you're lazy even for a Mexican.
And now, orange?
Did somebody order Mexican?
Our feature presentation.
I'll tell you the one thing about the King of Mexico, and that was a lot of his audio right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I like about him is that he sticks with his team through thick and thin.
He does. You can't shake him.
He has been a Clipper fan since day one.
It always will be.
And always will be. And he was telling me this morning how excited he is. He sees Elton Brand working out, getting ready to go, all healthy, oh, yeah. Starting the season, getting ready.
Well,
I mean,
you add Elton Brand to Baron Davis, the big sign for last week
right.
for the Clippers. Now you got yourself a contender. Now you got yourself a team that that even the Lakers have to notice.
Seems like they're actually working at building some kind of a team this year that can make a run at it.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, I want you to admit now that you were wrong when you said all they're going to do is trade away all the good players like they do every single time.
Yeah, well, I was wrong. That's what they've done in the past, but apparently they're turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, Clippers 09 is going to be a whole new look, man.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
See, because they traded him.
Oh, I saw that
Elton
on TV
Brand.
This morning.
They traded Elton Brand.
Centerpiece of the team.
Yeah. Literally the centerpiece of the team.
Then yes. Why did they bother to get the other dude?
Oh, he's
I
a free agent.
Understand.
What's that?
The guy that you said along
Baron
with
Davis.
Elton
Baron Davis?
Yeah. Why did they bother to get him?
Well, I don't think they thought Elton Brand was going to leave, but they should have.
They, in fact... Donald Sterling acquired Baron Davis mainly to appease Elton Brand. And in the offseason, Elton Brand was saying, you know, if we could just add another player, namely a big-time point guard and a ball handler, we could really do things. And so Donald Sterling went out of his way to get Baron Davis, and sorry, see you later.
Hmm. See, that's what happens when you try. Why would you even bother?
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a free agent.
Wait, I don't have to play for the Clippers? Well, then what am I doing here?
I could play for any other team? Hey! Gone.
So
centerpiece
sad.
Gone.
Where'd he go?
Philadelphia.
Are they good?
They are now.
Yeah. Really?
That's true.
He's an amazing player. I mean, that's the kind of player that can turn everything around, and that's why it's great that the Clippers just lost him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was telling Dave, look, dude, you got it's Donald Sterling blows. He's built a losing team.
Yeah.
Every single time a good player's on there, they go, okay, what's next? Like to move on someplace else.
By the way, remarkably, the Oakland Athletics are just like that. They just traded their ace yesterday, their ace pitcher. They're only 5 games out of the lead behind Anaheim in the American League West, yet they traded their best player yesterday.
But that's one of the few sports franchises that can do that well.
Yes, they make trades that rip the hearts of the fans out, but they usually end up working out okay. They're still a successful winning franchise. That's the difference. The Clippers managed to give away the good players and not get anything in return.
I was thinking about it from Elton Brand's point of view, and regardless of how, you know, quote unquote,
faster, Mike, faster.
It's over here. Quote unquote, good the Clippers were supposed to be this year with adding Baron Davis. It's got to be frustrating to be a 20-10 guy year after year and not be an all-star, not be recognized nationally, not be looked at for endorsements. You know, and he's thinking, if I go to Philly, all that becomes a reality.
Hey, most people think Elton Brand is that guy that sings Philadelphia Freedom. You know,
I don't know that most people think that, but here's what I would like to have heard. I would have given anything to hear the phone call from Baron Davis to Elton Brand.
Oh, seriously.
Dude. Dude.
Don't leave me here.
What are you doing?
I just, that whole last week thing with the signing and the me coming to the team so that we can complete the, what? You're gone now?
That really is a burn.
That's awesome.
It is a burn.
Oh.
And you know for a fact that Baron Davis went right back to his agent and said, is this in stone or?
Is there anything we can do?
Do we have buyer's remorse? We have 5 days we could back out or anything? This is...
It should be like buying a car. You should have a certain number of days. You can bring it back, no questions asked. What's Dave saying? Is he weeping this morning, or is he still flying the Clipper flag?
Well, he's flying it, but he's flying it. It's at half
it's half mast.
Half mast, yeah, and it's in his ass. So now he came in this morning. He's like, "It's over.
Oh.
It's over."
He was so happy. You know, Dave was at my house over the weekend. He came up for the holiday weekend, and he was just strutting, man, about
sure.
the Clippers. He was just talk.
Look.
Couldn't have been more excited. I don't blame him. Of course he was excited.
Any team in the NBA that has two stars, let alone superstars, can do pretty well.
Yeah.
You can't, right. can't really do it with one, but if you have two,
right.
you can kind of build around that, but not one.
So sad.
It was good times right there.
The only thing that makes that sweet, and the only reason I'm being mean to Dave, is because Dave chose the Clippers, not because he was a Clippers fan, but because he hated the Lakers.
Right.
It was just a fallback.
Dave just likes being contrarian.
Yeah, he does.
He just loves being against the grain and having everybody go, what? You don't think she's good looking?
That's true.
What? You haven't That's seen that movie? Point. What? He just loves making people get angry
That's
at
true.
Stupid decisions.
Remember that whole Angelina Jolie is hideous thing?
Yes.
Oh,
and
she's a dog.
I could name a list a mile long of movies that he'll say, that's just dumb. That's a dumb movie. I don't like it. And he says that just so that you'll go, oh,
I think
that's,
so too.
Dave, shut up.
Dave, who goes to a Halloween party as a panda, who
yeah.
is obsessed with pandas, who watches the Panda Cam 20 hours a day on the internet, and then Kung Fu Panda comes out and he goes, that's a stupid movie. I'm not going to
good.
See that. Nobody wants to see that.
That's not for me. And we go, what are you talking about? You spent the last year talking about pandas.
And then yesterday he declared WALL-E the best movie he's seen this year.
WALL-E, yeah. It's a good
yeah,
movie.
Exactly.
I've seen it's a good movie, but...
It would be like Two Girls, One Fireworks come out and Kevin doesn't go see it. You know, I mean, it's just
exactly.
something that was custom made for this person and he avoids it.
So Elton Brand no longer a Clipper, and that's not good for the Clipper fans. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I do not make fun of Clipper fans except for Dave, because they're a group that have just been punched in the face repeatedly. They show up at Staples Center and Donald Sterling's out in front and he just goes, come here. Sucker punch right to the face. Oh, dear God.
But Dave has earned it. He's earned your score.
If that guy, if Donald Sterling could just sell that team, that would be so good for the Clipper fans. But
yeah.
That's the way it goes.
But he makes money, right?
I guess with the TV revenue and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he has loosened up the purse strings a bit. He has been paying people lately, but not enough to play for the Clippers, you know, because they want to play in the NBA. So they go, no, I don't want to play in the Clippers. I'd like to go to the NBA. I'm gonna,
right.
And they're all declaring themselves, you know, ready for the draft. They don't understand that it's already kind of a minor league team in the NBA.
Yeah.
Do you have the commercial that they were running during the NBA Finals a couple of weeks ago? Remember during the
Lakers
Celtics?
For a lot less than it would cost you to watch a real basketball game, you can watch Clippers basketball. Not really basketball, but an incredible simulation. So order your season tickets for the Clippers now. Technically, we can't call it basketball, so we call it Bursketball. Clippers Bursketball. Get your season tickets now. For more information, go to notquitebasketballbutsortofkindoflikeit.com.
I wonder if they ran that because they were afraid Elton would leave as a free agent. And this was, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Buy your Clippers season tickets now
before Elton Brand goes.
That could be.
If I was a Clippers season ticket fan, I think I'd be...
If you went out and bought tickets?
Yeah. I'd be super angry. Is this the...
This is one of the other ones, I think.
One of the other ones. Okay, good.
Funny thing about basketball. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, everything changes. And if you're a basketball fan, you know... that tickets for a basketball game can be very expensive. But what if you could see something that's almost like basketball, but not quite. It's a lot less expensive, but if you squint and don't look too hard, it looks something almost sort of like basketball. Clippers season tickets are now available. Sure, the Clippers aren't professional basketball players, but they're really, really close.
Well, no, technically not as close now.
Right.
Technically, they're less like NBA players now that the Elton Brand moved on. So that's good times. We got to get a hold of the that couple that did that song.
Oh, we're the because we're the Clippers.
LA Clippers,
oh,
number
yeah.
one.
That's right.
I don't know that they've ever been number one, so that song doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But I'd like to call them and talk to them about this. Oh man! Oh man! Oh man! That Donald Sterling. If I was a Clipper fan, I would hate him. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 9th of Do You Like It in the Ass?
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
Well, that's pretty direct.
That's good advice right there.
Thanks, Jim.
Let's talk about Tara Patrick.
Ah!
Yes. Going to be on the program today.
Hi!
She's the new cover girl for High Times magazine.
Hi!
Times.
Interesting.
Oh, I see. It's got to be Asians on the cover of that magazine. I think I see.
And we have been to Amsterdam for the Cannabis Cup, is yes. what they call it. And they all stand around and do poetry about pot and everything else. And she's on the cover. It's a nice choice by them.
Very cool.
Well, High Times is it's the number one magazine in the world for marijuana and for its smokers. And I think it's been around for, I don't know, 40 years or something like that. It was way back. And I don't know what her connection is, if it's just her way of saying, hey, world, check me out, or how involved she is in the cause, but it'll be interesting to talk to her.
I'm guessing she didn't go after them. I'm guessing they called her and said, hey, I forgot,
boops,
I'll call you back.
Sell copies. Yeah, exactly.
Also on today's show, we're going to talk about people who are on the no-fly list and can't get off. We did this one time before, and it came up again yesterday. You happen to have the same name as somebody else who's on the no-fly list. So they pull you out of line every single time. And you tell them, I'm not that guy.
We had a listener.
Doesn't matter.
Who I think he has to go several hours earlier than everyone else
yep.
for every flight just to make wow. sure that he doesn't miss it.
Well, let's face it. If you're Omar.
DJ Omar Khan.
Your name is Omar Khan. You pretty much are asking for it.
Just because your mom named you that?
Weren't 11 of the 9/11 hijackers named Omar Khan, if I remember correctly?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them were. So, also on today's show, we are going to give away tickets for the VH1 Honors. That is this weekend, and it's a bunch of band playing Who songs.
Hey.
But bands like Foo Fighters and Incubus, I mean, that's going to be a pretty cool show.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And I think it airs next week, Thursday night on VH1. It's not going to air live, but you'll get a chance to see it this weekend, and then it airs next week. But yeah, it's going to be a tremendous night.
You're going to have to earn it, though, with the Orchestra de la Raza.
Of course.
Ooh. So that's coming up. We're going to talk to Ronnie Renner, who is doing something called the Red Bull Experiment. And I got to be honest, if I'm on a motorcycle, I don't want to be doing something called an experiment.
Right.
I'd rather that it was something that I could do. But he's jumping over the Santa Monica Pier, and I don't know, he's going to land on a surfboard. I don't understand the whole thing. But we're going to talk to him about that today and find out what's going on.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? O.J. Simpson's birthday is today. Good times. We're going to talk to Beans Gardner, Jesus.
Yes, we must talk to him.
That's coming up. And at 8 o'clock this morning. And also at noon, 4 and 8 this afternoon, score an Xbox 360, Rock Band, and tickets to the Mayhem Festival, which is this weekend. Plus, Friday morning, we're going to pick a grand prize winner. You get to go to the show in a helicopter. And you also get to go backstage and play Rock Band with Disturbed.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've played Rock Band yet, but it's more addictive than crack. you have to do better, and you have to do better, and it's absurdly fun.
That's
you can play the
cool.
drums, you can play the bass guitar, you can play the lead guitar, and you can sing. And it actually measures whether you're on tune or not,
wow.
which is bizarre.
Apparently.
Can you...
Oh, go ahead, Bean. I'm sorry.
Can you record Rock Band and listen back?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
I don't play
well,
it,
I just know
I'm
how
not
much
an
time,
expert. But...
I know how much time you spend yeah. playing it, and I'd love to hear some of it.
Nope, you wouldn't. I don't think.
Apparently, the Dodgers clubhouse has been overtaken by Rock Band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They just.
Oh, you mean the players?
Pre-game, yeah. They're just and they're looking for a lead singer, but they've like they've got, already got like solid drumming and bass playing.
Wow.
All right, so all that is coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat. That is next.
It's Wednesday morning. Ralph has joined us in the studio for the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Just want to send out my congratulations to the cast of The Office, who won the big celebrity family feud last night.
Oh, that was on?
Good for them.
They were on that?
Oh, yeah. Well, not the big stars, you know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it was just like
Oscar and
Kevin.
Right. Yeah. Was
Creed,
Angela on it?
Creed. Angela wasn't there. No, it was Creed, Angela, Meredith.
Yeah.
Michael
Scott?
Oscar. No, no.
Not him. No. No.
Brian, Kevin. And
Who were they playing against, Ralph? And
old fat broad. What's her name? Phyllis.
Phyllis, yeah.
She was on. They played the Camden County All-Stars from My Name is Earl. Tim Stack and the daytime hooker and the gay guy.
but no Jason Lee?
Actually, Jason Lee and the Hickey family did play.
Oh, they did?
Oh. They played against the Camden County All-Stars. It was kind of the townies against their family, which I was surprised. It was Jason Lee, Ethan Supley, Joy was there, Crabman, and Catalina.
Wow, the whole team.
But they played it in character, which I thought was funny.
He was Earl Hickey.
He wasn't Jason Lee. He was Earl Hickey. And Randy came up with some amazing answers. Name something that gets noisier as it gets older. Licorice sticks. So I don't think they were trying very hard to win the money, but it was actually quite entertaining. I used to love that show when I was a kid, that Family Feud.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
remember
fun
watching
to watch
that much.
Celebrities play. So.
Is that the I one where they even... where they poll the audience and then you have to match
we
it?
We asked 100 people and their top answer to the following question. Yeah, then you have to guess it.
I got you.
Survey says, ding.
Who was the host that just like kissed everyone? Just
Richard Dawson.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
He raped women on that show.
He used to scream at the top of his lungs and make out with all the bros. He was loaded half the time on the set. They said,
wouldn't you be?
Yeah. Al Roker hosted last night. Not nearly as much fun.
Mm-mm. No, yeah. Roker. Is that the show that Louis Anderson replaced Richard Dawson? As
yeah,
the host?
He did. And Richard Kind.
What's his name? The short guy who committed suicide replaced Richard Dawson.
There's been a bunch of hosts for that
show.
Yeah, tattoo. Tattoo Richard Dawson. No, Combs. Ray Combs.
Yes. Ray Combs. Right.
He first, I can't believe we're doing the history of Family Feud. But
I didn't see this coming today.
Are we still on the air?
Apparently.
He replaced Richard Dawson, then Louis Anderson, then Richard...
Kind.
You said Kind?
Not Kind.
No.
Yeah, no one cares.
The dude from Home Improvement. Richard something.
Oh,
else.
Yeah.
Karn. Richard Karn. He was the last host, I think.
Okay.
Now,
I feel complete now, thank you.
Now we have a full history of Family Feud.
I didn't know that show was on, and then I noticed that America's Top Talent is the number one show in America, and then Wipeout. I've never seen that. I'm like, Wipeout's
good.
On? I don't know any of these
it's
shows
It's the
anymore.
Summer season, man. Yeah. You're not watching the summer season.
What's America's Top Talent? I thought you watched that all the
America's
time.
America's Got Talent.
Oh, Got Talent.
With Hasselhoff and... Pierce Morgan and the broad married Ozzy.
Sharon Osbourne, yeah.
I watched it last night.
I haven't seen any of these shows, is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. The Office not only had to beat the Camden County All-Stars, but also the American Gladiators to get to the championship.
Wow.
So, come on. How do you beat Titan in a game of mental acuity? All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Oh, thank God. It looks like we're a little closer to putting all these labor problems behind us when it comes to show business. AFTRA, the American Federation of Radio and Television Announcers, has announced, coincidentally, that they have accepted a deal from the Producers Guild for a new 3-year primetime TV contract.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So the AFTRA crew is on board now. We just have to wait for the Screen Actors Guild to follow suit, although the Screen Actors Guild was vehement in asking AFTRA members not to vote yes on the contract. They think
why?
They think they could do better in leverage in negotiations.
Sandra Oh left a message on my telephone.
Yeah, she left one on mine, too, over the holiday, by the
what?
Way. Nothing's more of a nightmare than Sandra Oh calling me at home.
And wasn't she really actory in it, too?
Hello, this is Sandra Oh. You need to vote no on the AFTRA contract. They've recorded
that. They got a list of AFTRA members or something?
Yes, that wasn't the only call I got, either.
Wow, it's like the election. What the hell's going on?
So anyway... 3-year deal for AFTRA. Now it's just SAG. Now we just have to wait and see what they'll do. So.
How did you vote, Ralph?
I voted yes.
I did too.
I got my ballot in the mail, and I was going to call you and say, what should I do? Because I don't really pay attention to any of the issues on this one. So what should I do? I was just going to give you my vote.
It's not a great deal, but it's very similar to what the writers got. And I think it's more important to keep the industry moving than it is to really pick over little fine details in the contract.
How is Bean still an after?
I guess he keeps paying his dues.
Yeah, because I don't make any money in after, so it costs like $15 a year to stay current, which I figure
is worth it.
Cheaper than getting a new membership if I ever need it.
Yeah.
Just in case they come up to Seattle and ask you to host the new Celebrity Family Feud.
Bean, I'm not out there looking for TV.
We're not kidding, Bean. We have got to get you on TV.
We know there's lots of people in New York and Los Angeles, but we came to Seattle to seek you out.
There's a guy who wouldn't do TV if you forced him to.
Plenty of opportunities he has said no to in the past. But if they come to him and say, we need a host for America's Worst Hair.
Yes. Yes.
Then Bean's ready to jump into action.
Yes, he is.
I'd rather be a contestant because I could win that thing, man.
It wouldn't be fair to the other contestants. True. He's a ringer. That's right. We finally know what Matthew McConaughey is naming. What? Matthew McConaughey is naming his first son.
You don't even know what he's naming himself.
That's right. Matthew, whatever that guy's name is. The boy's name is Levi.
Oh, that's really?
That's pretty good considering.
And it shall be Levi.
That's Levi. Oh, that's Levi. That's a different name.
Apparently, Levi is Matthew I guess it would be...
like Hebrew or something?
Hebrew, yeah, because it's the biblical name for Matthew is Levi.
Oh.
Technically. Oh. So he's naming him after himself, but in kind of a cool way. He told OK Magazine, our son was born at 6:22 p.m. This particular time represents my favorite verse in the book of Matthew in the Bible. If thy eye be single, thy whole body will be full of light. Well, that all makes all the sense.
What
in the world,
is he? Then. Is he? I need what he's smoking.
He's smoking a lot of it
lately. Yeah, that's my favorite passage, too. Imagine being a lesbian.
Okay.
All right. I'm imagining.
Got it? Got
the image?
Have
sex with lots of chicks, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but think how much jewelry you have to buy. Think about how much jewelry has to change hands in that relationship.
It's bad enough
when you're in a heterosexual relationship and you're a dude and you just have to keep pouring out the jewelry. At least, a girl can buy for a guy, you know, tires or a sandwich or something. You know, we're easy to please. But with two women going, there's got to be a ton of jewelry going back and forth.
The salute to tuna.
Well, Lindsay Lohan has just bought her girlfriend, Samantha Ronson, a giant diamond bracelet.
Ooh, nice.
I'm sorry, vice versa. Samantha Ronson.
I was going to say.
Just bought Lindsay Lohan a giant diamond bracelet.
Lindsay Lohan.
For her 22nd birthday.
How does she have the cash for that?
She borrowed it from Lindsay.
Yeah, probably.
I think she makes some bank. I think she gets paid for playing shows and stuff.
Yeah, but she make a giant diamond bracelet money?
Who's the she we're talking about? I thought
Samantha Ronson.
Samantha Ronson.
You know, that
come
DJ
on, keep up,
he's
Kevin.
Hanging
hey,
out.
It's not a dude?
No, it's a girl, actually. Oh. I know it looks like one. Apparently, Samantha wanted to get Lindsay a diamond ring for her 22nd birthday, but thought it might be too controversial, so she opted for a giant diamond bracelet.
Too controversial because they're not really a couple?
Well, if she puts a ring on, then there's all those rumors about engagement or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So she thought this would be just easier.
Huh. You know a lot about being a lesbo.
Well, yes, frankly, I do. And you know, I love the tabloids, and I'm spewing all their garbage every morning here on the radio, but sometimes they cheese me off because they go out of their way to find A story and B some negative slant.
Right.
New York Daily News today has a scathing little tidbit in their gossip column that says apparently the Lohan ladies are big believers in mom and daughter outfits. New York Daily News reports that Lindsay, Dina, and Allie all showed up at a party over the weekend dressed in matching red, white, and blue outfits. It was a 4th of July party. Come on. How many people were in red, white, and blue at a 4th of July party?
That is not a story.
It's hardly time to tee off on the Lowens for wearing red, white, and blue. Oh, they like matching outfit. No, it's 4th of July. Asses. God damn. I mean, I like making fun of them, but come on.
When there's no entertainment news, sometimes you just got to make something up.
Oh, they like matching outfits. No! Yeah. It's like, ooh, they went to a Christmas party and wore red and green. What's wrong with them? Stupid.
They're at the beach. They all wore bikinis. It's absurd.
Is it possible that Allie Lohan is starting to look like she might end up being hot?
No.
No?
Am I wrong? No, I think she
Who's that, younger sister?
Yeah.
That's the younger sister, right?
She's attractive.
She is a manster.
Really?
Really? She is mannish.
Okay.
I love it. I love this. This is a great song.
Have that voice.
You and me should go do this. It's a horrible New York accent, the Long Island accent, just awful on every level.
So you're saying not very female-like.
That's what I'm saying. If there was a femininity competition,
right,
she would rank somewhere in the bottom of the pack.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And, look at the time. I got a great story about Sacha Baron Cohen that you will laugh your ass off.
I can't wait.
I missed him.
But I can't
watch
tell you
Borat,
enough,
Borat maybe once every month.
I just, do you really?
Yep, just regularly just watch it again.
Well, Sacha Baron Cohen's back. He's making his new movie about Bruno.
Yes.
You know, the Austrian gay journalist that he goes around and does interviews with.
That's a very funny character.
He's making a new feature film, and I'll tell you what he did to get a reaction out of people in Arkansas in an hour when you come back. I'll tell you all about that.
He's not gay enough for me. That's my problem with Bruno.
Bruno's
not gay
best.
Enough.
If you don't know, Bruno was a character on the Ali G show, which was where all these characters came from, Sacha Baron Cohen's show on the BBC in England. And he had three or four rotating characters. One was Ali G, Bruno the gay journalist, Borat. And Bruno, I think, was my favorite of that show, even more than Borat. I used to think it was
really?
So
wow.
funny because he would just trick these homophobic people into doing stuff they never really wanted to do.
Yeah. He's able to somehow zero in on homophobia and then just...
flip a switch and make people's minds literally explode. He was on the beach once for spring break.
Oh, that was the best.
Yep.
And he saddles up to a bunch of drunk frat guys on the beach, and he's doing his gay Austrian accent. He said, okay, look into the camera and just pose and show your muscles and everything. And they're doing all this. Yeah! Yeah! Are you with me, girls? Yeah! And I say... I'm on gay TV.
They were so angry.
And they were so angry. It was so spectacular. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Brian Dennehy is 70 years old today. Good actor. Good character actor.
Not that Kevin
knows
know.
That.
That's every time
right.
you say his name, I think
of it. I forgot Kevin fell asleep while Brian Dennehy was performing Death of a Salesman on Broadway, one of the great American plays.
Look.
Kevin saw in logs before intermission.
We were in New York.
Yes, we were.
We were staying out every night.
Mm-hmm.
It was afternoon. It was cool and dark.
And there was a big play going on.
Well,
a lot of yelling.
I didn't really notice.
Attention must be paid. Biff, get out of here. Happy, where are you? Just yelling at the top of their lungs. Kevin...
I was going out again that night, and I needed some rest.
Chris Cooper, speaking of good actors, he is 57 years old today. Jimmy Smits, another good actor, 53 today. Tom Hanks, another good actor, is 52. Fred Savage, from the Wonder Years, 32 years old today. Courtney Love is a spectacular 44.
She's never looked better.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
She is shiny like a bright new penny. And the lead singer of Soft Cell is 51.
Mark Almond?
For all you Tainted Love fans. How do you know his name is Mark Almond?
He's been pretty famous for a lot of years.
Bean could tell you his family's name and his dog's name.
I cut right to Soft Cell. I figured, what's the point of even saying Mark Almond?
Yeah, Mark Almond. He had some solo play here on K-Rock throughout the years as well.
All right.
Okay.
Solo play? Is that what the kids are calling him these days? I'm
Ralph.
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the station. This is the show where you can win your own Xbox 360, a copy of Rock Band, and tickets to the upcoming Mayhem Festival this weekend with Slipknot, Mastodon, and Disturbed. Between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, we give you a chance to call in and win that. And then you qualify for the drawing that we do Friday to take a helicopter to the show and play Rock Band backstage with Disturbed, which is a pretty good deal. That's coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Bean has a gardener named Jesus, and we met him when it was 2 minutes till 10. And Bean was yelling at him because he was weed whacking while we were trying to record something.
That's right, I remember.
And let's talk to him. We actually have Jesus on the phone. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, how are you?
We're very good.
Hey, we knew we were going to have Jesus on, and I think we have a big intro for him today that we can play before we go to him if you want.
Oh.
He's Jesus, and he does stuff for Bean. He's Jesus the gardener, he's Jesus the gardener. He works hard with no green card, doing stuff for Bean. Bean still treats him like a slave, beats him when he won't behave. He's Jesus the gardener.
What do you think, Jesus? You like your theme?
Whatever you say, sir. Yes.
Aww.
See, Jefe. See, wow. I like it very much. Gusto mucho.
Now, I'm sorry I started the story too early, but being...
No, it's fine.
That was good, right?
Yeah, I told you there was an intro before we got into this,
yeah.
And yet you still ignored me.
I was on the phone with Jesus just a minute ago, and I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. How about that?
So, Jesus, being with Jolene at you 2 minutes till 10, you were weed-whacking. What was the problem? What were you doing? What were you trying to accomplish?
I was trying to get my work done early because I had to go back home to give a kidney to my sister.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to leave in time for the airplane.
And Mr. Bean yelled at you, didn't he?
El Jefe always, he gets very angry if I interrupt his comedy radio program.
Oh,
well, I have to work also, Jesus. You're not the only dude out there who has to make a living, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. You work very, very hard for very little money. I know exactly how you feel.
Now, Jesus is kind of the American dream because he moved to this country a few years ago with nothing.
And now he gets to work for you.
No, and less now, than nothing.
Right. And now he's built an empire. Jesus has got 16 guys working for him, and he runs his company, and he's just he's doing tremendous. I'm very proud to know you as a friend, Jesus.
I'm very happy to know you as well as a slave driver.
Now... Now, Jesus, we were talking a couple days ago about Bean's party. He had a 4th of July party on the 3rd.
See, a very big fiesta. It was very fun. Everyone had a good time.
He invited about two of us, and the rest of us he did not invite.
Yes,
but
yes.
Apparently you were there, but Bean was complaining.
I'm sorry. Don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you, Jesus.
I'm sorry. Whatever I did, I apologize.
Now, when you say don't hurt me, is that a problem in the past?
No.
Okay. Bean was complaining that you were late.
Oh, I'm sorry, El Jefe. Compromiso.
Hey, Sus, it's just that we wanted you to get there in time for dinner and to be able to enjoy the party and hang out with people, but you showed up almost as it was ending. I mean, you came so late in the night, and you had already eaten, so you didn't even get to enjoy any of that.
Bean was also complaining that you had already eaten.
I know, because last time Mr. Bean gave me something to eat, it was broken glass.
What?
And I had to donate my colon at that time to my cousin.
Oh,
and
wow.
And they said they couldn't use it because it had been perforated.
Well, I'm sorry?
Perforated.
Your colon had been perforated?
Yes, with the broken glass Mr. Bean fed me.
Oh.
Mr. Bean? Wow. What are you doing?
No.
I don't remember giving him broken glass. That was some sort of an error. I'm sorry about that, Jesus. But you had a good time at the party.
This is chorizo, and it was not chorizo. It was a broken up beer bottle.
Oh, that's not good.
But what'd you think of the party, Jesus, when you finally arrived?
I thought it was very easy to clean up, and I
appreciate Wait a minute.
You inviting me to help you do that.
Wait, he invited you to clean up the party?
Yes, he invited me. He said, come at the end, and when there's work to be done, then you can get your lazy ass in gear, I think he said.
The way he tells it, he invited you as a friend, and he wanted you to be one of the guests and to join in.
Oh, that what he told you?
Yeah.
That's what he said, yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny?
So that's not true?
No, it's true. Whatever he say, whatever El Jefe say is absolutely
oh,
true.
Oh, man.
This is terrible.
Well, the truth be done, those dishes aren't going to wash themselves, Jesus.
That's right.
That is true.
I am very busy trying to work good for you.
Uh-huh.
And I hope that everything works out fine, and you are a very good man.
Oh, man, you sound so sad, Jesus.
No, I couldn't be happier.
Jesus, when I was on the phone with you a minute ago, you called Bean a hoto. What is that? I'm not exactly sure because I don't speak the language.
No, I say he's got a lot of mojo.
You said hoto.
Mr. Bean, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, go ahead.
I'm going back to work now for you, cutting up. What should I do with the prostitute?
Oh.
What?
Well, what do I always tell you to do with the prostitutes? Bury him in a shallow grave out back.
I know, but he's very heavy.
The Kevin and Bean Afro Line is an answering machine that we have set up here at K-Rock. It's 24 hours a day. You call, leave a message. We play it back on the air. 323-520-AFRO. That is the telephone number.
24 hours a day. Any topic, including basketball. King of Mexico, big Clippers fan.
Hey, Dave, you must be so excited that the Clippers are going to have Elton Brand and Baron Davis together. Not!
Way to use it against him.
See, because Elton Brand, no longer a Clipper.
Yes.
Elton Brand, the best Clipper. So that's trouble for him. Mm. Baron Davis, I've found out, could change his mind as of through today.
Oh, my God. Really?
So they may just fold. They just may say, not going to try.
Let's pull up stakes and leave town.
We also like it when people tip us off to TV shows that we might be interested in. We can't catch everything, so we appreciate this.
He is doing the true Hollywood story of Rachel Ray. I want to throw up.
True Hollywood story of Rachel Ray, the fat cooking chick.
What? Why would she have a true Hollywood story now? I don't even understand. She's not on drugs.
I have a clip. I have the beginning of the show if you'd like to hear how they introduce it.
This is E's true Hollywood story on Rachel Ray. When she was young, she was a fat, stupid whore. And now she's still a fat, stupid, fat whore. Did I mention she's fat?
That's how it begins.
I think that sounds like maybe Omar is interjecting into the the Afro.
That's for me. I'm pretty sure.
Kevin, you are so gay. I don't even know why you have your own radio show. Bean, you are the Kevin is just gay. Gay.
And here's what I'd like to say to that.
Got it right.
Here's what I'd like to say to that. I don't care if you think I'm gay. How do you judge me next to Bean and say I'm gay?
There's the insult.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
If I was with anyone else, I'm okay with that. But I'm next to Bean.
I know. Come on.
For God's sakes.
It's because of all your incessant ramblings about Hello Kitty and Barry Manilow and Zac Efron and all that other stuff you do. All that BS that just demands you be called gay.
That would be you, and you.
Oh, I guess I got
it. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I've heard you guys talking about this movie called Jennifer's Body.
You know, we didn't mention that in a while. Jennifer's Body is a movie with Megan Fox naked.
Yeah, I think you might have said something about that at the time.
The newly single Megan Fox.
Where a certain young lady gets naked.
Megan Fox.
You guys might not care, but the original writer for the movie Juno, Diablo Cody, actually wrote Jennifer's Body. So, you know how you guys would get Lisa to say, Juno?
Yeah.
Maybe you guys can make her say something cool for Jennifer's Body. Like, every time you guys say Jennifer's Body, Lisa may have to take off a part of her clothing. Huh? How's that for an idea?
Well, for radio, it's excellent.
It's good, but it's not really saying something cool.
No.
A. And B, I think we should make it a drinking game. So every time we say something about it, she has to do a shot. And
then the rest
will just follow.
You say, poo, no.
Kevin Dahomo, Mike is an ass. What Bean is a fat. Lisa, you're hot.
Nice song.
I like that.
That's very nice, yes.
Kevin. And Bean. Balls.
Some good songs today. People putting a lot of work into them. Time for Doto, people. I'm sorry, not Doto. Dwan. Who is maybe our favorite human being on the planet. That's why I got his name wrong.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's Dwan from Los Angeles, California. Soul Train.
Remember when he called yesterday and he did the UCLA chant for us?
Yeah, which seemed kind of random, out of the blue. Maybe it's summer and there's not a huge rivalry going on between UCLA and USC yesterday, but he was like right in the middle of it.
Plus, we've talked to him a lot of times. I don't know that he's ever mentioned.
I don't think so.
UCLA, but he was doing, when I say UC, you say LA. And we were like, LA, we're trying to do the chant. Well, there's a little further explanation on his love for UCLA.
The UCLA Bruins are my favorite team. It's my house, my rules.
That's true.
And another time, I want to decorate my house with UCLA stuff. UCLA posters, UCLA signs, UCLA clock, and also UCLA clothes and basketball jerseys. In the future, I want my family to become the UCLA family fans of basketball. And I want my kids to go to UCLA. All right. Peace out.
Did Dwan just discover UCLA or something? And all of a sudden, it's his new favorite thing ever?
I don't know, but
is he thinking of going to college, maybe? And that's one of the schools he's going to try to get into.
Why does he laugh when he says he wants his kid to go so much?
Because he knows how kids are made, Lisa. That's how come.
I love the fact that when he becomes a fan of something, he throws himself wholeheartedly into it. He wants
his family,
his kids, his neighbors. He's going to have clothes and posters and clocks. Oh, I wish I lived with him. I wish he was my brother. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56. Guys, no one knew. It was very close.
What do you do when you go out of the studio into your little hovel there, just whittling away? Are you working in your workshop? What's happening? Why can't you stay here and do the show?
Gallagher.
But during every song, Kevin, can't you play the
other
20 hours a day?
I'm about to set a record. Don't you care?
What about the other 20 hours a day that you're not on the air?
You don't care about the record.
I'm saying you can set the record at 10. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to go during every song, Kevin leaves to go play video games.
Or air hockey.
6:56 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's OJ's birthday. We've got an update coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday morning. What's going on, Argar?
Got him a nice set of knives. I hope he appreciates it.
Good. Yeah. Excellent.
Something the guy can use.
Sure.
All right. I promised you an hour ago I'd talk about Sacha Baron Cohen, and here's the story. Apparently, he is working on his new feature film based on his character Bruno from the Ali G Show, where Bruno is a gay Austrian journalist who does a lot of different topics. He usually covers fashion, but he's done other things as well. And we were talking earlier about the bit from the Ali G Show where he went down to Daytona Beach and met up with some frat boys during spring break and got them to do a number of hilarious things before telling them that they were shooting a show for Austrian gay TV.
Which they did not receive with open arms.
Not a good surprise for the frat boys. So if you want to see that, Dave the King of Mexico has put it up on our video page. What do we call it? The Internet Roundup?
Is I don't know where he put it. It's links, maybe? Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup, I believe it's where he put it. You can check that out. Anyway, Sacha Baron Cohen is making a Bruno movie, and he is pissing off people already, which couldn't make me happier. Apparently, last month, in Texarkana and Fort Smith, Arkansas... I like this story already.
Me too.
Sacha Baron Cohen set up an event advertising dollar beer, hot chicks, and hardcore fights. A huge crowd showed up, and they were greeted by the sight of two big men getting into the ring, starting to wrestle and rip each other's clothes off, and then they began kissing.
Yes.
As you can imagine, did not go over big with the redneck audience. The audience was so enraged, they began tossing chairs and slinging their dollar beers at the pair of men who were pulling the gag on them inside the ring. And for a redneck to throw his dollar beer at somebody,
that's a good point.
He's really got to be angry.
He's got to be pissed.
I can see the chairs, but they rarely let go of their beers.
Sacha is so good at finding people who are hiding some kind of prejudice or whatever, and then he... figures out a way that it can come out in the public, and then they look bad, then they sue him. Remember everybody that sued him after Borat?
Oh, yeah.
Dozens.
Everyone in that movie sued him, it seemed
he's
like.
So good at that.
Yeah, he's good at pushing buttons.
When? So. Do you have any idea when?
No word on when the movie will be released, but I will definitely keep you posted because I'm looking forward to it.
He's the best.
Very much.
He's on the short list of people who does something that I don't know anyone else who could do what he does. He's so brave and so smart, and the way he stays in character for every situation that he finds himself in is just, it's just remarkable.
Yeah. When you watch this clip from the Ali G Show and watch him working these dudes, he knows just how to play them. It's perfect. He keeps demanding more and more energy from them as they're doing this chant on television. And they could not possibly give any more energy.
They're screaming at the top of their lungs, and he goes, good, more energy.
But he knows these guys are on TV, so they're willing to do anything pretty much. And that's the that's the magic bullet
right
there.
He's the
best. How would you like to see 60-year-old lead singer for the B-52s, Kate Pearson, naked?
No.
I don't think I would have wanted to see that.
God. That's the loudest no
that
ever.
That was a loud buzz.
That's how no that no is.
Well, it's been leaked online, if you're curious at all.
Nope.
Apparently, Perez Hilton and a couple other sites have it. It is a nude photo. Kate Pearson, or a woman who looks very much like Kate Pearson, sitting on a bed with her panties down around her knees.
No.
No.
Smiling and posing for the photographer.
No.
According to PerezHilton.com, the Love Shack singer's photo was snapped by a former lover who fell out with the star, and he purposely leaked the photos online.
What a surprise.
Dude. Yeah, to try to get back at poor Kate.
I didn't realize how much she looked like Meredith from The Office until I saw this photo.
How dare you?
No. Doesn't she?
Well, here's the thing. For 60... she looks pretty good. If you take that into account when you look at the picture, just from a purely anthropological stance.
Right.
If you're just looking, just for scientific reasons.
What if you're not an anthropologist? Then do you have to look at it that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, your eyes will explode.
I'm out.
I know Kevin doesn't have a for 60 she looks good category, but right. I gotta agree with Ralph on this. For what? 60, she's okay.
I guess, but that doesn't mean we need to look at it, right?
Right, I agree. No, okay. I'm with you on that.
Is there any naked Fred Schneider?
No!
Although Miss Pearson is a fire crotch. I mean, she definitely beat Lindsay to the fire crotch.
She's a natural redhead. We know that much about Kate.
We sure do.
She's got that going for her. Let's take a look at the top 10 TV shows in America, shall we?
Sure.
Anyone?
I didn't know you were waiting for a response.
America's Got Talent, number one show in America once again. Every summer they put the show on NBC, and every summer it is the number one show in the nation.
You know why?
Because there's nothing else on.
Because America's Got Talent.
Hasselhoff.
I'll tell you, I watch, and I watched last night, and it gets you. It gets you. You know, the beauty of it is, unlike American Idol, where it's just bad singer after bad singer after bad singer, it's got a wide variety of bad people. So you see bad ventriloquists and bad fire breathers.
Jugglers.
And jugglers and contortionists and singers and dancers. And sprinkled in there some actual talent. But for the most part, it's just a giant freak show. And it's
Hi, this is David Hasselhoff. And I don't drink or take drugs.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Was last night the episode, Ralph? I didn't see the show, but I saw a clip earlier in the day of a little Asian chick who was a contortionist like I've never seen before.
Yes. And she's like 9 years old, and when you're watching her, you think it's CGI. You think there's no way a human body can turn that way. She flips over, does a complete back bend, right? So imagine her like in an arch with her feet on the floor and then her hands on the floor.
Okay.
Her stomach pointing towards the ceiling. Then somehow she bends around and turns her top of her body 180 degrees. So she's facing you while her trunk and legs are still flat-footed on this floor.
Is she possessed by Satan?
It looked that way. It was very disturbing.
It's so weird. You've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. Number two.
Why are you?
Screw him.
I don't play them all, Kevin. Just play every one of them.
What are you on the wheels of steel?
100% my fault. Don't blame Kevin. I'm sorry.
It's a house mix.
I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. Fat fingers.
Wipeout. Second most favorite show in America.
I love that show.
Yeah.
It's just people biting it. It's good.
That's all it is. Criminal Minds, number three. So You Think You Can Dance, number four. CSI New York in reruns, number five. 2.5 Men. Still people watching it, even in reruns.
Wow.
60 Minutes was number seven. CSI Miami, NCIS, and House rounding out your top 10.
That's a lot of CBS television right there in that top 10.
And a lot of initials.
Yeah.
CSI New York, CSI Miami, NCIS, a lot of CBS.
I'm watching Weeds this summer, period. That's the only show. Weeds
That's a great show.
Weeds and Netflix is all I got going on at my house this
Aren't
summer.
You watching Secret Diary of a Call Girl?
Nope.
That's pretty good.
I like that show.
That comes on right
like
after Weeds.
I like In Plain Sight.
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that the one
about the witness relocation program. They kind of lost me. I liked it early on, but I haven't been liking
what
it.
What channel is that on?
I don't actually remember.
Weeds and Call Girl are on Showtime.
It's on TNT, I think.
Yeah, that might be it.
Or TBS, one or the other.
I only get that during basketball season.
This week, she became a dominatrix. She's walking all over this dude. It's awesome. You people are weak. Speaking of TV shows, I know it's early, but July 27th, I'm already counting down. Mad Men comes back on television.
Finally. Yes.
You love that.
Love that show. I told Alex, if she wants to keep her job, we're going to talk to somebody from Mad Men before the 27th. And I'm going to take one of her boobs.
Really?
Yep.
That's something you do?
She's going to be uniboobed.
Wow.
If she doesn't get it done. Today's celebrity birthday is Brian Dennehy, Kevin's favorite Broadway star.
Look.
70 years old today. See, Kevin fell asleep during Death of a Salesman starring Brian Dennehy when we were in here.
We were out drinking lately the night before, and it was dark and cold.
Chris Cooper's 57 years old today. How good is that actor?
He's wonderful.
He's the best.
Oscar winner. Just caught Seabiscuit again over the weekend. Saw it on DVD.
Oh,
and boy, is he good in that. John Tesh.
That's the Sarah Jessica Parker movie, right?
That's right. That's right. She plays an award-winning horse.
That's right.
John Tesh is 56 years old today. Jimmy Smits is 53. Tom Hanks turns 52nd. 52nd?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Courtney Love's 44 and Fred Savage from The Wonder Years. And I remember him best from Austin Powers. Mole! Remember he got that giant mole in his face? Love that scene. He's 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Omar Khan, who works here at K-Rock, missed his connecting flight from Houston, Texas, back to Los Angeles because, maybe because his name is Omar Khan. It had something to do with it. And it got us to talking yesterday in the recap about the no-fly list. And if you're on the no-fly list and have nothing but trouble, we need to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067 because apparently it's impossible to get off that list. Apparently once you're on it for life, even if you're a little kid.
OJ's on the phone, Pete. I don't know if you're aware of that.
The birthday boy? We got him on the phone? Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. OJ?
Kevin and
Bean. How's it going, man?
Good. How's it going with you?
I'm still looking for the killers.
Sounds like it. Maybe they're at that party you're at, OJ.
No party. There's no party.
You think 50 Cent did it?
I'm the juice. I'm being solemn on my birthday, trying to find out who killed the mother of my children.
We can hear in the club in the background.
I'm looking for the killers. Cent.
Okay. What's that?
No killer in that pile of blow.
But you have to check it all personally, right?
I got to check every pile of cocaine that Pedro Guerrero gave me.
All right. OJ is 61 years old today. 61 years ago today, born in San Francisco, California. Besides looking for the real killer, how else are you celebrating today, Juice?
This is my favorite birthday. 61. 1 year for every inch. Oh. Yeah, that's right, Brittany.
Wait a minute.
What?
Did you say that's right, Brittany?
Yeah, Brittany Spears hanging out with me.
Brittany Spears is hanging out.
Yeah, they're all here.
She knows how to pick them.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
Jessica Biel.
What?
Really?
Nah, I'm just kidding. A bunch of whores and some blow.
I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's... Maybe you should take a little break there, OJ.
Ah.
Right?
Ah.
What are you doing?
You die.
Juice, are you overdoing it a little bit?
I'm not an expert, but doesn't cocaine last longer than 1 second?
It does when you do it that way.
God.
There is no killers in any of this cocaine.
Oh, you were just going through it all.
That's right. I just want to make sure.
Okay.
And there's no killers inside this hooker.
Wait a minute. I just heard a guy say, oh, yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You did not.
I heard it.
That was not a guy.
I heard Omar. It sounded like Omar.
Kirstie Alley.
Oh, okay. All right. She is getting heavier.
Yes, she is. She can use some cocaine herself.
Oh, yeah.
What,
I don't know if you can tell, but we're doing a lot of cocaine here.
We can't tell. How much cocaine do you have exactly?
As much as Omar could put on this track, apparently. I'm exhausted, and I'm just listening to people do cocaine. Last
party,
time
LJ.
I let Omar do the sound effect.
You got a guy named Omar with you?
Yeah.
How about that?
He couldn't catch his plane, so he stayed here in Miami with me.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, why don't you take care of him like you did Nicole?
That's a good idea. Come here, Omar. I want to show you my knife. Explain something to you.
Let's talk the no-fly zone, shall we? I think 60 Minutes had a piece recently on it.
Well, the no-fly zone, I believe, in southern Iraq. That's where that is.
Oh, this is the no-fly list. That's
no-fly list is something completely different.
Anyone who has passed through an airport in the last 5 years and has been pulled aside for extra screening knows that the government and the airlines keep a list of people they consider to be security threats. Every time you check in at a ticket counter, your name is run through a computer to make sure you're not on something called the no-fly list. It's part of a secret government database compiled after 9/11 to prevent suspected terrorists from getting on airplanes. If your name is on the list, or even similar to someone's on the list, you could be detained for hours. Who's on it, and how valuable is it to national security? We managed to obtain a copy of the no-fly list, and without giving away any national secrets...
Here's what I like. 60 Minutes found the copy of the no-fly list.
Wow. Uh-huh. That can't
and
be easy.
Here is their response on exactly what is good with it and what's bad with it.
Found it to be incomplete, inaccurate, outdated, and a source of aggravation for thousands of innocent Americans.
Excellent. That's good.
I am not surprised. Are you?
No.
Not at all.
I remember seeing that story when it aired, and it seems to me that there was something like 100,000 names on the list. And they said to the head of the TSA, they said, look, do you really think there's 100,000 people out there that shouldn't fly? And they're like, no. And some of them, I think, like Bart Simpson was on the list. I mean, it's just...
Bart is a troublemaker.
That's true.
You know?
He is that. It is crazy, though. I mean... You know, you always say any job you leave to the government, they're going to figure out a way to screw it up. I mean, we may be the best country on earth, but there are a lot of things we're not very good at, and organization is one of them.
Omar Khan, who works here with us, he's
He's been working with us for a long time, but he, you know, he's got a terrorist name. So what's he going to do? He just went on a trip, went to Europe, got back to the United States, had to stay behind while the entire tour came back home because the TSA, I guess, they looked at him and said, and by the way, I'm glad they did this with Omar. That's what needs to happen. Oh, your name's Omar?
Right over there, dude.
He had to go into another room, wait for hours.
Hey, I told you, man, 11 of the 9/11 hijackers were named Omar Khan. So, I mean, it's no surprise that that's a flag. But we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 if you have any kind of experience with the no-fly list. If you're on the list and we're not able to get off of it, especially, we want to hear about that. And what kind of hell they put you through, even though you're completely innocent. What do you go through because of your name on the no-fly list? And we've got KROQ listener William Thompson on the phone with us right now who has some experience in this area. Good morning, William. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, y'all.
I'd just like to say before we continue with William, let's not give our listeners the benefit of the doubt of being completely innocent. You know what I mean?
So you're on the no-fly list, is that right?
That's right.
And do you know why? Do you know who the William Thompson is, who's the bad guy that they're trying to keep out of the skies?
It could be my dad. His name's William Thompson, too. I have no idea who it is.
Is your dad a terrorist?
No, I hope
no,
not.
I'm guessing they don't tell you. I mean, I'm guessing they...
Anything, no.
They just say you're on the list. Now, how many
times... But I'd be Googling it if it happened to me. I'd be wanting to find out who this person was. That's the only reason I ask.
Yeah, but again, William Thompson. I mean...
Yeah, try Googling William Thompson.
That's a pretty
I'll keep you busy.
Average name. So, what happened to you?
Well, basically, every time I fly, they have to dial... They have to get a supervisor to dial some 1-800 number. Every now and then, they pull me aside to question me, but that's rare and it's random. But they always have to dial that number. I've missed some flights because they couldn't find a supervisor in time.
Okay, now here's the question that we have for you, and this is the thing that, I mean, I think we all understand the no-fly list.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of agree we need it. I think everybody agrees that they should be careful if your name matches. But once, if they pull you aside once, seems like you could, I don't know, sign up for extra screening or do something so that they will take you off of that list.
There should be something that they give to people that they know for a fact aren't the person
right.
they're looking for that they can take with them to the airport.
But you're on the list every time you go to the airport.
There's one airline, I believe it's United, that doesn't have to do that, that hasn't done it since. My advice, I dressed up in a suit once just to see if it would make any difference.
Right.
I kid you not, it absolutely worked.
It did?
No kidding.
They
really?
Okay, absolutely not.
Good. So terrorists, just use a suit. That's good
thanks,
news.
Thanks, William, for aiding Al-Qaeda with your information here
yeah.
this morning.
Well, exactly.
It does seem like they should say, all right, your name's William Thompson, you're on the list, but you ought to be able to show them your Social Security card or something like that, and they ought to have a list of people with similar, you know, with
right.
similar or the same names that are not the person you're looking for. Now, what's the story that you emailed me about that involved the TSA employee?
Yeah, well, I went through the check-in. They dialed the 1-800 number and everything. I'm getting ready to go through the metal detector, and they ask for your ID. He said, you realize you're on the no-fly list. I said, oh, no, here we go again. They're going to question me. He pointed to his name tag. Sure enough, it says William Thompson.
It was his name, too?
And so I asked him, and he says every time he flies, they have to do the exact same thing.
What?
Oh, it's retarded.
How
I didn't
is
ask
it?
Ask him what they have to do every time he goes into work. Can you imagine? He's the guy letting people on the plane.
No kidding. That seems so crazy. And I mean, I don't think it's any more safe, but it sure seems like it takes up a lot more of their time.
Exactly.
That's so bizarre. Now, have you called anybody and said, hey, what can I do?
I've gone through it so many times, you just kind of get used to
no,
it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying at the airport. I'm saying I think I would, when I'm at home, I would
yeah,
call
you
the
research to find
TSA
out.
Or somebody and just say, how do I get off the list?
Well, like I said, dressing up in a suit worked for me. I've done that 4 times.
And
never,
every time it worked?
Every single time.
That's great
That's
news.
A good system. Then, that's how yeah. we ought to be judging people. I agree.
Great news. If you're wearing a ratty T-shirt like we always wear, you should be pulled right out.
Yeah, no Omar Khan. What can I say?
Wow.
All right, William. Thanks for sharing your story, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Ah, wow. Whew. Can you
this
imagine?
Really crazy.
How annoying would that be? Let's say good morning to Ginger, who is calling from Long Beach. Good morning, Ginger.
Hi, good morning.
You don't hear a lot of Gingers these days.
No, you don't.
You're on the no-fly list?
Yes. And the story is kind of funny. I used to travel weekly for business. And
stripper, stripper, going to Vegas, stripper.
Calm down.
Are you a stripper?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Your name is Ginger, and you're traveling weekly for quote-unquote business. All right. I'll play along with your little charade. Go ahead.
I'll play along with my charade here for one moment.
Okay.
So I was usually at most airports, you can wear a pair of rubber flip-flops through the security check, right?
That's the easiest way, yeah.
The easiest way, you don't get a lot of germs on your feet that way.
Right.
And there's nothing to hide in there.
Right.
And there's no hard soul. So I was going through in Atlanta one time, and it's kind of a ghetto airport. I don't know if you've been there.
Sure.
And the security officer tried to stop me with my rubber flip-flops, and I said, oh, no, they're just rubber flip-flops. And he goes, no, you have to take them off.
Okay.
Put them in the- and I'm like, no, me being the punk I am, no, I'm not taking off.
I'm not taking them off. You just let me through.
Oh, that'll work well.
Does that work?
Well, I said, you know, they're just rubber, you know, tried to, petition to a sensibility, but that was not working with
right.
me. And I said, just use your, you know, your handheld. There's no metal in my shoes, I promise. And so he pulled me over to the side. I was detained. I missed my plane. And ever since that day, anytime I fly, as soon as I check into the airport, they put a big X right on my ticket.
So they added you to the list that day because you wouldn't take off your shoes?
Exactly.
Now, do you not take off flip-flops because you're a germaphobe? Because it seems so simple to just take them off and walk through.
You can wear socks, you know.
Yeah, why don't you wear socks?
You could, but I just always, that was my deal, you know. I get on the plane, I take off my, it was like a weekly thing.
Well, we have good news for you, Ginger. All you have to do now is wear a suit. Apparently you'll get right through.
That's the answer.
And by the way, how do you handle your fear of germs when you're writhing around on a pole in Las Vegas every weekend? I mean, I would think that would be something that would scare you too.
Have you ever heard of hand sanitizer?
Yeah, sure. You cover the
That's
pole
the
with it?
Okay, there you go.
Oh. All right, Ginger, you rule. Thank you for calling.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Could you ask that question again,
nope,
please?
I cannot. We will take some more calls. 1-800-520-1067. You're on the no-fly list, and you cannot get off of it. Or... you got off of it, and you can tell us how.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. That's the number. We're looking for people who are on the no-fly list, and you can't get off of it. Let's talk to Jason in L.A. This is as a result of our conversation with our own DJ Omar Khan, who missed his connecting flight back to L.A. after a trip to Europe over the holiday because his name is Omar Khan, and no one can blame them for that. Jason, hi. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Tell us about you.
All right. So I'm young. I'm 25. Mostly Middle Eastern, and have an Italian last name. My unfortunate thing is, no matter what I do, whenever I travel, I get tagged for a strip search.
Strip search?
Really?
Yeah.
See, so, I always ask for that, and they're not willing.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help when your crotch is full of steel, and they don't want to strip search you because they're afraid you're going to blow them up.
You have piercings?
I've got about 25.
25 piercings.
In the crotch area.
Well, excuse me, you shouldn't even be on this phone right now. You're begging to be strip searched and begging to be kept off an airplane if you're going to try to get on with that much metal in your body. Come on.
I look Middle Eastern, and my waist area has a ton of steel. What's wrong with them?
Yeah, it's a little unusual, but no matter what, it's always going to happen, guaranteed.
And I think our government is doing the right thing.
Yeah, you 100% deserve it, my friend. But thank you for the call anyway.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Raul, who is calling from Pomona. Good morning, Raul.
Good morning, guys. Hello, Lisa May.
Hello.
By the way, we also got somebody that called during the Coldplay song, that said if you're in any of the armed services, you're on the list automatically. Army, Air Force, Marines. That's what they said. I don't know if that's true or not, but because you can handle a weapon or whatever. I don't know. That does seem crazy. But
aren't you fairly vetted by the U.S. government if they're employing you in their army?
I would think. I'm just saying someone called and said that. But we also have the Wakenbakers, so.
Yeah, that list is only 100,000 people.
Yeah, that's true.
We have way more than that. Military.
All right, Raul, I'm sorry. You're in Pomona. Tell us about your problems.
Yeah, I used to work in educational software, and I got flown out to Akron, Ohio once, and a Mexican out in Akron, Ohio is pretty rare. So flying out of Ontario, I was tagged for a check just based off of my name, and everything cleared. But then on the way back, the attendant forgot to check me. So on the plane, I had an FBI agent flash their badge, and I got taken off the plane and questioned. And I had to show them everything on my laptop to make sure why I was there.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying that they didn't check you before you got on the plane, but on the plane before it took off?
Yeah, so they realized they missed me, and I guess they went to go hunt me down on the actual plane.
Dude.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
Now, but here's the question. Did you say to them, okay, now you've searched me, you've taken me off the plane, you've gone through my laptop, how do I get off this list?
No, of course not, because I wasn't thinking straight. I was really pissed off,
yeah.
Because then they make me get on the plane and everyone's just staring at me.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, you're the bad guy now. You're the a-hole now, right.
Hey, exactly. Everybody, I cleared. Everything's cool. I'm all right.
All right. Thank you for the call, Raul. Speaking of clearing, this flyclear.com
yes.
is supposed to be the answer to the problem. And I know that LAX is accepting it at one terminal right now, and they're starting to expand that program. But isn't that exactly what you're talking
yes.
about? Some deal where you can get on the get off the list permanently and have proof of it, right?
Well, that's not that company's main focus. That company's main focus is for you and me.
Yeah.
If we want to, I think it's like $130 or something. You have to pay the TSA, you have to pay them, and they do a background search on you, and they give you some kind of a security clearance card that you can pretty much go to the front of the lines.
It may not be for people on the list.
It may not. Or people who have brown skin. Let's be honest.
Let's close with Gordon in LA. He's on line two. He works for TSA, so maybe he's the guy who can answer some questions
All
for
right.
us.
Hey, Gordon.
How you doing?
You've heard the conversation, right?
Yeah, I've heard the conversation. Most of these passengers, I don't think they're actually on a no-fly list. I think they're mostly getting selected by the airlines. Say you bought your ticket with cash, or if you bought your ticket one way, or you bought it a couple days in advance, it's suspicious to the airlines, and they'll automatically select you. So if you look at your boarding passes, you're going to see a bunch of S's at the bottom of your boarding passes, and you're going to get pulled aside for extra screening.
But I thought the TSA was in charge of that. Why does the airline...
The airline has been doing that since before 9/11. They've been using this this system before 9/11. And people that are on the no-fly list, all they have to do is go to TSA.gov, and there's a link on there to say if you're on the no-fly list and how to get off of it.
But does it work?
I've heard it does work. It takes a little bit of time, but it does work.
Well, not according to the 60 Minutes piece that we opened this conversation with. And what about guys like our listener William Thompson and our own Omar Khan, who, you know, they're not doing any of the things that you're describing, yet they continuously get pulled out of line. I mean,
it's sometimes they're probably on the no-fly list, and just because they're named, they're going to be flagged as a selectee.
Right.
But it doesn't mean they're not going to be able to fly, period. It just means that they're going to go through a little extra screening.
Right, which is okay once, but then, you know, twice, three times, four times, that gets annoying. So you're saying Omar could go to the TSA.gov.
Yeah, exactly.
And get himself taken off the list.
Exactly.
Well, I've heard there's not enough personnel to actually clear these people, that this list is very long and it takes forever.
Yeah, it takes some time. I don't know how many people are actually working down at the department. It's down
one.
In Washington, D.C.
It's just one old lady.
Yeah, trust me, it's not their priority. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we appreciate the call. We appreciate the info. So TSA.gov, if you're on the list and you want to at least start the process to try to get off, it won't work, but you'll feel better having tried.
Right.
And the other thing about the flip-flop thing, it's like people ever heard of Richard Reed, the guy, the shoe bomber?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you know, there's no metal in the shoes whatsoever, so sandals have to come off.
Right.
I mean, all footwear.
Here's the thing. Everybody knows that when you fly now, you take off your shoes.
Right.
If you don't, then you're asking for trouble.
Exactly. And wear socks. I'm tired of these, ladies coming through, you know, and, on their heels.
Although...
trying to walk through the metal detector, it's like, put socks on or something. Your feet are still hitting the ground.
Although I think Ginger, our first call, who would had the flip-flops, I mean, I think really she would probably look better with flip-flops because she's a stripper. So
she should be wearing high heels anyway.
Right.
Exactly. Some stilettos.
All right. Thank you, Gordon.
No problem.
And watch for a dog running around in lanes on the Ventura Freeway, the 134 eastbound beyond Figueroa. Thank you. Low clouds and fog, the mostly sunny. Highs near 70 at the beaches, lower 80s downtown. Load up or 90s in... Did it just get hit?
Yeah.
Aw, I hate that. Carl's Jr.'s drive-thru is open till midnight or later, so if you get a craving for a big juicy burger, try a new prime rib $6 burger. With slices of prime rib piled high on a 100% black Angus beef patty.
Oh, it has to be black. That's the way you're going. Oh, how are you going to be like that, Lisa?
Come on. Why do I bother?
This is ugly.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. 7:55, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Are you a big B-52s fan?
Nope.
Do you love Love Shack?
I sort of
like
it.
Are you living in your own private Idaho?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of...
Is that what's bothering you, Bunky?
The B-52s.
Well, then you're going to love this next story.
Yeah, true.
Nude photo of Kate Pearson, singer for the B-52s, has appeared online.
Why?
because she had a boyfriend who was apparently dumped, and he's wreaking his revenge by releasing this nude photo of the 60-year-old singer.
Go for it.
Smiling.
She got a boyfriend?
How dare you? Did you look at the picture?
No.
Look at the picture.
No. She was never attractive.
But for a 60-year-old, she looks pretty good.
Okay.
But I've seen worse bodies on much younger women.
Sure.
She's smiling. She looks happy. She's posing.
I'm not going to have a 460 she looks good category until everyone 59 and below is dead.
Oh, Kevin.
Then I'll go with 60 looks good for 60.
Anyway, it's all over
how'd
the...
How'd you like to be Kevin's wife looking ahead toward their future, by the way?
Think about that for a second.
Her days are numbered.
Oh, she's...
Essentially, yeah.
Kevin's got a big countdown calendar in their bedroom.
She's going to stick around with me for that long. Let's be honest.
That's true. Like you're going to live to 60. you can go to PerezHilton.com if you're interested. By the way, the B-52s are touring to promote the March release of their first original album in 16 years, Funplex.
Funplex?
Yes. Please enjoy a naked Kate Pearson.
No.
More music news. Apparently, Pete Wentz
is
a very involved father-to-be. The emo tells People magazine that he talks to Ashley Simpson's belly all the time.
Oh, my God.
So that the new baby will know his voice when it pops out.
Wow.
So the baby can hate him, too, like we do?
The baby recently said, just don't sing. Talk all you want, just don't sing.
Get him!
Pete says he also spends quality time reading The Expected Father, a book that helps monitor the mother-to-be's week-by-week progress.
So he knows what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't buy any of this.
Dude, he is the flimsiest.
He is, right?
So I'm guessing he's doing all of the above.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he think he's pregnant?
He very well may be.
Yeah.
He's a douche.
Lady Lower!
It's in the news. Apparently, her girlfriend, Samantha Ronson, the DJ, wanted to get her girlfriend, Lindsay Lohan, a diamond ring for her 22nd birthday.
I, too, am a big fan of vagina.
But she settled on a diamond bracelet because Insider said she wanted to avoid any controversial photos getting out of Lindsay wearing a new diamond ring on her finger.
Well, that would have happened.
Because then everybody would say, marriage,
California, gay marriage, blah, 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 blah.
Can't she do better?
Yes. All right. Answer your question, yes.
She's young. She will. Give her time.
And two Canadian police officers may have saved the life of Van Halen singer David Lee Roth. You know, usually we talk about the celebrity saving lives here.
Sure.
This time it's the other way around. Two cops pulled Diamond Dave over when he was speeding in Ontario on June 8th. It turns out he was having an allergic reaction to some nuts that he ate.
Oh, no. That can be the worst.
And he was in shock.
Really?
And he was just out of it, just pedal to the metal, didn't even know where he was what he was doing or where he was going.
Dude.
So they pulled him over, realized he was in a medical emergency, called the paramedics right away, and they apparently gave him some epi, and he snapped out of it, but he was in serious trouble.
Note to self, when pulled over and out of it, peanut allergy.
Pull the old nut allergy
peanut
trick.
Peanut allergy. Okay.
They treated Dave on the scene, he did a scissor kick, and was on his way. Life is good. Couldn't have been Sammy Hagar. No, it has to be Dave.
Sure.
Yeah, the good one.
The good one. And Anne Hathaway apparently isn't giving up on her ex-boyfriend, Raffaello Folieri, just yet. Have you read the story about this dude?
No.
Major
he's bad news.
Major
bad
con man.
News.
Really? He's a con man?
Yeah.
You don't hear that very often.
No.
Really?
He is in trouble. He's been arrested on fraud and money laundering charges.
Yeah, the worst kind of con man, too, right, Ralph? Charity con,
yeah,
right?
That's what he's
son
doing.
Son of a bitch.
And she thought she was dating this high-end Italian businessman. Turns out he was a crook the whole time.
Right. This ain't over. So why y'all walking to the game thinking we crazy? Guess what? Y'all the one crazy for not supporting a man that's being crucified.
That's right. That's true.
That's what Anne Hathaway said.
Why is she not giving up on him if she found all this out?
Well, they broke up, but apparently Star Magazine says she's still madly in love with him, and she is debating whether to stand by his side during his troubles or not.
Huh. That's dumb.
See, get smart.
Oh, yeah.
How good is she looking, Gettysburg?
She looks pretty good.
He's not a big fan.
He usually calls her a six, but you can't look at Gettysburg and say she's a six. You can't.
No, she's a seven in Gettysburg, but a six regularly.
Oh,
that's
seven.
Not bad. That's not ugly or four. I mean, that's above average. She's just not an eight or nine, like you say.
She's so hot.
Sit on daddy's knee, bitch.
Speaking of Megan Fox. Speaking of hot.
Yes.
apparently she's back together again with Austin Brian Austin.
Come on!
New York Daily News says the two were spotted over the weekend in Las Vegas hanging out together, and looks like they were back together.
Wow. God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
That's not right.
No, it's not. And we know what Matthew McConaughey is going to name his son. The son arrived at 6:22 p.m. on Monday, and Matthew said he is naming his little boy Levi because his son was born at 6:22 p.m. It's from it's his favorite verse in the Bible, 6:22 in the book of Matthew.
He doesn't have a favorite verse in the Bible.
Yes,
he has a favorite issue of High Times. That's what he has.
That's his Bible. That's what he meant.
Matthew says in the book of Matthew, 6:22, it says, "If thy eye be single, thy whole body will be full of light."
That doesn't say Levi.
No, it doesn't. But Levi is apparently Hebrew for Matthew in the Bible.
I see.
So it all ties together.
I don't get the 6:22 part, though. I mean, if the kid had been born at 6:23, is he suggesting they would not have named the baby Levi?
No, they would have named him Corkscrew.
That guy. What would he need him for?
I don't know. Why do we need him? We need him to make two for the money, too. That's what we need him for.
Is that coming?
I'm still waiting for that phone call. Oh. Where's the sequel to that popular movie?
Two for the money, too. This one, we keep Ralph in the movie.
How dare you? Two for the money again.
You think
two
ask
for more money.
They think
three for the money. I can think of so many titles.
Two money, one cup.
Stop it.
Oh, man. Two horses, one money. No, it doesn't work.
Two for the money again.
Like rescind that.
Reggie's Revenge.
Reggie. You think they're going to call you after cutting you out of not only the movie, but the extra DVD scenes?
Yes, they're saving me up for my own special spotlight in the second one.
It's not like I've been in it anymore, but
focus on my character. Reggie
Hawks. What was your line? What was your big line in that film, Ralph, for Two for the Money? What was the one that you screamed?
I don't know if I had one.
Can I get some air in here?
Was that the boy's back or something? No, like your big that actually made the movie.
Can I get a little air in here?
That's my favorite. That was the best.
Can we please get some air in here?
But there's that one scene where McConaughey is like on a streak and you reach over and you're like, "My boy's back" or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got cut out too.
I don't know. Remember.
Never saw it.
We can play audio of it, but it's not on the DVD. Or
how dare you?
I'm saying it isn't.
You have some audio for me and two for the money?
We do, as a matter of fact. It's
So, game's in 2 days. You talk to your team?
No, I'll have to.
Then it's all set. You throw the game.
Forget it.
What are you talking about?
Look, we're playing it straight. It's going to be a fair game, start to finish.
Wrong, man. You just made it into a bloodbath.
Come on! Yeah! Yeah! Do not leave that guy in the movie.
You just made it into a bloodbath.
I love my Philly accent in that, by the way.
I love a lot about that.
What are you talking about? Today's celebrity birthday is Brian Dennehy is 70 years old today. Chris Cooper, one of my favorite character actors, turns 57. Johnny Tesh. No, not just the host of American of Entertainment Tonight back in the day, but a talented musician.
He's that crappy elevator music.
Yeah, he does. He's 56.
He has an enormously successful on hundreds of radio stations radio program.
Does
syndicated radio show. Huge.
Well, I've never known that.
He also has an enormously big head.
Yeah.
He does.
Rivals Kevin.
He does. Yeah.
He does. That's true.
Rivals or passes?
Oh, rivals. Right. Nothing passes.
Okay.
Jimmy Smits is 53 years old today. My old co-star from NYPD Blue, Jimmy and I worked together.
Do any scenes with him?
Well, not one-on-one.
Any not one-on-one? Anywhere you were just in a giant group of people and he was there?
No, actually, I joined the cast after he left, so it really worked together. Tom Hanks is 52. Courtney Love turns 44 years old today. You see you're all crazy wearing a corset on the beach, playing the guitar, sitting on a rock? Have you seen those photos?
No.
I did.
Yeah.
She's gone bye-bye. I saw those, and I saw somebody pushing her in a shopping cart the other day.
Yes.
You see those pictures of her in a shopping cart.
You can see that every day of the week on Sunset. Right near the guitar center. Usually that's where I see her being pushed around in a shopping cart.
You know dollar bills that have been in circulation for about 15 years and they're just torn up and
little threadbare.
Yeah. That's her. Yeah. She's the dollar bill of people. She is wrecked.
She is standing by that
not
line,
in
Kevin?
Good shape. What?
Yes.
She's the dollar bill of
she's
people.
She's the dollar bill of people.
Fred Savage from Wonder Years, 32 years old. Little Fred Savage. Little tiny Fred Savage. Now he's 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hello, class. I'm Professor Ronald Renner. Welcome to Hoosier Daddy's School of Pulling Chicks.
Come on. Really, Ronnie, really?
Welcome to Hoosier Daddy's School of Pulling Chicks.
You're a funny guy.
I tell myself that every morning.
Ronnie Renner is in the studio with us here on the world-famous K-Rock. He is going to be doing something Friday where he's, I think, jumping the entire city of Santa Monica.
That's crazy.
Is that true?
I don't. No. That doesn't sound right, Kevin. I don't think that's right. Hmm. Ronnie, of course, is a big-time professional, famous freestyle motocrosser. You'll see him at the X Games here in a couple weeks. But what's the Red Bull experiment all about? What's the real goal on Friday, my friend?
The goal is to go as big as I can and, you know, I guess kind of legitimize it.
Did you say legitimize?
Yeah, I think I just made that word.
I like that.
Thank you, President Bush.
That's a word I would use.
Do whatever we want.
Now, tell us how you got involved with this. What's the backstory?
Well, I've kind of been one of the first guys to kind of get this quarter pipe thing into the freestyle motocross scene. I guess I was the first guy to kind of go big on it. I wasn't the first one to build it, but it's just been a new element. You know, I think it's been needed in the sport to kind of get things like that involved. And
now the quarter pipe it's somehow involved in the Santa Monica Pier?
Well, you know, that's where Red Bull kicks in and does their experiment. You know, they facilitate kind of my big plans. You know, I've always wanted to kind of bring this to the masses and somehow, you know, get my attention because I got, you know, all those ADD issues like all the other freestyle guys.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just cool to have a sponsor like that come and facilitate this and make it happen. You know, it's a huge structure. And, you know, I would have never guessed on the Santa Monica Pier, but it's going to be a big deal. There's going to be freaks out there and, you know, half-naked girls. It's going to be awesome.
Well, all right. Freaks and half-naked girls. You got me.
Hold on a sec. Which half? That's important to me as I make my decision to come down. Now, it is free and open to the public. It's going to be in the evening, right, starting at around 7 o'clock or so on Friday night. Anyone can come on down, but we do have some VIP tickets with apparently some special seating and some special giveaways and stuff like that. If you want to be there up close in person, and our man Lightning is going to be hosting that event, by the way, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll give you those while they last if you want to see Ronnie.
Yeah, and to hang with the big dogs at the Red Bull Energy Station VIP.
Fantastic.
Treatment.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's worth the call. Yeah. Now, what are you going to be jumping? That's what we're – because at one point we heard you were going to be jumping the Ferris wheel, and that can't be right.
I'm jumping all the way from Santa Monica to Venice Beach.
That's what I heard.
Over Muscle Beach.
That's what I heard.
I'm going to do a boomerang kind of thing.
Land back. And if the wind is right, he's going to go right to Hermosa. It's strange. No, the Ferris wheel on the Santa Monica Pier –
you know, it's, I think, a perspective thing.
I don't know what that means.
I've got some goals of going 50 plus feet from the ground.
What's the record?
There's no way to set up a ramp to go over the Ferris wheel, literally. So
you could land in the ocean.
We're kind of making a record here. Because the quarter pipe's so new, I'm going to do the highest air ever on a quarter pipe.
Okay.
And I'm pretty confident I got it in me to do that. There's the roller coaster that comes by there.
Mm-hmm.
That's around the 50-foot range. I'm hoping to go over that. And, you know, from the perspective of where the people stand, it's going to be kind of over the whole midway there. It's going to be
okay. Pretty
rad. Oh, I see.
All right.
I gotcha. And then how tough when you're – this is going to sound like a dumb question. I'm not as familiar with your sport as, say, Kevin is. But how much tougher is the landing when your air is that big? I mean, at some point, you got to think about, well, now I got to come down.
Well, what goes up must come down.
Yeah,
and,
right.
People have asked me, like, are you going to have a special bike for this or whatever? I'm like, well, it'd be great to have some rocket ship bike that I could do, you know, Evel Knievel, Snake River Canyon.
Parachute,
this thing.
Yeah.
Would land in Venice. But, you know, I got to land the thing, and that's where, you know, if everybody could land it, anybody's got the balls to kind of twist the throttle and go huge. So,
you know, that's the problem, though, is this with your sport. I saw you in an interview talking about setting records is not all that important because somebody comes along the very next day, it seems like, and just breaks every record. I've never seen a sport where records get broken more quickly.
Well, this is an experiment. So we got the ways and means to facilitate this ramp, and you know, not everybody can do that. So hopefully I can hold on to this record for a while, but it's not my goal. You know, I just want to do something that, you know, kicks butt and looks cool for the people and doesn't have me doing all these crazy backflip combinations that kind of X Games and all that's making you do.
That you kind of have to do to even stay in it, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm a kind of unique character, I think, and just kind of play on that on my riding.
This Red Bull experiment is a series of events that have been happening lately. I guess the first one was your friend Robbie Madison, and he jumped the length of a football field, right?
Yeah,
322 feet he went.
Broke the distance record for, you know, longest motorcycle jump, and it was an awesome production. You know, I ended up backing out at the last second from going. I was out in the desert riding and just watched it on satellite and was like, man, I just never put it together that I'd have the chance to do something to that magnitude. And
that's pretty cool.
You know, I watched the footage of his deal, and then Kevin Robinson did a world's highest quarter pipe
in BMX, right?
Yeah, in Central Park. And, you know, that was a cool Red Bull experiment as well. So just to be a part of that series is going to be neat for me.
In general, I think I want to stay away from the word experiment. I think I'd rather I'd rather there was something a little more solid to that.
Yeah,
maybe the Red Bull tried and true would be more likely to get.
The Red Bull, we did it once before, and I landed it well. You know, something like that.
The first time it's ever been tried, so we'll probably walk away from it. You know, what's really interesting, and we're going to take a break here, and we're talking to Ronnie Renner, if you're just joining us here on KROQ, about the event at the Santa Monica Pier, the Red Bull Experiment, this Friday night, starting at around 7. It's interesting. We're talking right as you sat down. Kevin's kids, for instance, young daughters, are obsessed with your sport, with all the X Games sports. And this is really, I mean, the thing has become so popular in recent years. This is kind of, that's kind of the first generation of people who have grown up their whole lives with this stuff being available to come out and see on television and see in person.
That's true.
Which, it must be weird for you to have so many super young fans, but that's, you're the sports heroes of today.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it. It's job security, I guess. And
that's so different. I mean, the guys that were doing it 5 years ago, they were big in the community. But really, the world at large kind of ignored them.
Yeah.
And that sucks for them. It's the same thing with skateboarding and everything else. The pioneers didn't get much attention, and then people come along now. You're coming along at a great time.
Well, I think when they started the X Games, you know, they had some legit stuff like the skateboarding and the BMX, but they were trying to do, like, whitey-tidy base jumping and, right. I don't know, like some weird sports.
They've been working out some kinks.
Yeah, they got the kinks out. And, you know, now, like, the X Games has turned into a huge motocross platform.
Yep.
You know, there's two new additions this year to the format. And
we're going to take a break, but we'll come back and talk X Games.
Okay, let's take a break.
The additions to the format, we'll do that. Again, the Red Bull Experiment is this Friday, Santa Monica Pier. It's one of the few things that is free.
Open to everyone.
And open to everybody. So just come down, bring your kids, whatever. Ronnie promises to maybe land. So we'll take a quick break and come.
Hello, class. I'm Professor Ronald Renner. Welcome to Who's Your Daddy's School of Pulling Chicks.
There you go.
Yeah. Ronnie Renner is in the studio. The Red Bull Experiment is going to be happening on the Santa Monica Pier this Friday night. You get nervous about an event like this, or is it just another day at the office, Ronnie?
If it was that easy, I guess everybody would do it. So, yeah, I get a little nervous, man. It's a lot changes from the practice scene to being on the pier in front of thousands of people.
You practice, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of times. So it's got to kind of be like a habit. But then are the ramps different, or is the wind hard?
Yeah, this is a totally different deal, man.
What's the variable?
There's guys that won't even jump that ramp, let alone go big on it. So I guess it's a statement or a testimony to what I'm doing is difficult, you know. So obviously I got expectations to go high and make this look gnarly, and that's scaring me a little bit because I know how I get when the crowd's around, and that's a good thing for this.
Do you, when you do the X Games, we were talking just before we broke. Oh, by the way, the Red Bull Experiment we're talking about is Friday night. It's on Fox Sports Prime Ticket, or you can watch it online at expn.com, which is where you get all the X Games stuff.
Or you can just show up and see a bunch of freaks.
Show up and get it for free.
I might wipe out and the bike slide into you and you get a scar souvenir. You never know.
That'd be awesome. Lose a leg?
Yeah.
How'd that happen? An experiment?
Memory that'll last a lifetime.
That'd be cool.
Right, I think Kevin's right. The word experiment should scare us all.
All right. So
no good can come of this.
So you're doing this on Friday night, and then at the end of the month in the first couple of days of August are the X Games.
Oh, yeah.
X and you're Games. In those. Last year you won the step up, which for those of you that don't pay attention is it's kind of like high jump with a motorcycle. And they go like 75 feet straight up and straight back down. Tell us what they added that's new this year. There's always something new with the X Games.
You say the word step up and I automatically crack my back. I'm like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty jarring.
I'm sure.
But, X Games is going to be huge this year. You know, they got more moto events than ever. They got the best whip contest this year, which I'm real excited about.
That's new.
That's actually where the...
Well, you're excited about that because it's kind of your specialty, right?
Yeah, the little insert you did there, the Who's Your Daddy School of Pulling Chicks, well, it leads into... I think it's a YouTube thing where I show people how to do a whip.
Right, but that's not funny. This sounds like
Well, that's how you get the chicks.
Oh, I see.
I got no game, so I got to go on the bike.
Then I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
What's involved in doing a whip?
Just turn the bike in the air. I can't tell you guys my secrets, you know? I mean, you might be getting bored up here in the studio and come try to take my job.
Yeah, that's us.
That's what we're likely to do.
So you got the best whip, and then you also have, what's speed and style? What's that going to be this year?
Well, that's another new one. Basically, you're mixing racing on the track with hitting some ramps. So you get half your scores from the time of the race. The other half's from your, you know, style of your tricks.
Is that an individual thing, or are they actually racing?
I think it's an event made for Travis Pastrana, really.
Yeah, really, it kind of is, isn't it?
Because he's an ex-pro racer and, like, X Games multi, I think, most medal champion. So,
sure.
Another reason to get him back in there.
He went to them and said, I'll do something, but it has to be unique and it has to be right at my alley.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine, so I got to bust his balls a little bit.
We talked to him when he jumped out of an airplane without a parachute, and that's when we realized... that's not for me.
That's when I realized I have smarter friends.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
We love having Travis on because there's always a possibility that every interview we do with him will be his last, and then it'll be so cool to have said, yeah, we were the guys.
Did you see the movie 199?
Yeah.
Or 199 Lives? Or?
Yeah, you know I'm in it. I don't want to say I'm a big deal or nothing.
Wow, what a douchebag I am. I watched it. Yeah, that's a fantastic movie. I don't know if it's available or not, but that's Travis Pastrana's life. And there's a lot of stuff that goes wrong with writers like yourself on the way up that nobody knows about.
That, I recommend that movie to anybody. You know, he's amazing. Great guy. He's realer than people would ever think. You know, he's larger than life when you see him on TV and the stuff he does, but he's the most down-to-earth guy and got the raddest family that they're on there sporadically. And if you saw it, you saw his dad.
I did. His parents are crazy.
It's unreal, man.
They're literally as crazy as he is. That's where he got it from. Did stuff happen to you on your way up where you were?
I was dropped as a child.
Dropped as a child. Yeah. Okay. Good.
That's where you think numerous it all came times. From.
On your head? No helmet?
I have 12 concussions through my career, and most of them were between 6 months and a year.
Wow.
You're not kidding.
I'm just kidding.
No. Yeah, no kidding.
No, I thought you meant they lasted 6 months to a year. I was like, I didn't know they lasted that long. All right, so this is going to be and what are you competing in at the X Games? You're going to do the step up.
I'll be in the best whip competition, okay. Which is, I think, Thursday night.
Staples?
Yeah, Staples Center, and then step up's Friday night, Staples Center, and I think me and Ricky Carmichael are about to have a pretty big battle on that one.
Fantastic.
I'm ready to throw it all on the line for that one, so
kick
it should be
ass.
Good. And then Saturday, Speed and Style. And I don't really care about the other stuff because I'm not doing it.
Saturday, Speed and Style, by the way, is at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Okay. I think for the X Games, Thursday and Friday is Staples.
Is it
Staples.
At Lowe's or Home Depot? I can't remember.
No, it's Home Depot. Thursday and Friday is at Staples, and then there's some stuff Friday, and then there's Saturday and Sunday at Home Depot, basically what's happening. And that is such a fun time. Tickets are not very expensive, so you got to get those. But this Friday night, Red Bull Experiment, it's free. You just show up, 7 o'clock, and Ronnie Renner is going to jump, I don't know, the moon.
There's not even a mountain there, but I'm going to jump that mountain.
You're going to build a mountain and jump it?
I can jump a mountain 100 miles.
Well, best of luck on Friday night. Not that you need it much, because I'm sure you practice a lot, but best of luck.
Well, I will land. I just don't know if it's going to be on my tires.
Hopefully it'll be on your tires.
In how many pieces, right?
And you'll be still on the bike.
Could be some bike parts for sale on the pier.
Fox Sports Prime Ticket is where you can watch that if you can't make it down there, or EXPN, which is where you can also find all of the X Games stuff.
Also Red Bull Experiment.
Redbull.com. Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Fantastic. Cool. Ronnie, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
That's awesome to be here. Nice to meet you guys.
If you'd like to go to the VH1 Rock Honors this weekend, we're going to give you tickets now with a little game. We're going to make you earn them. Pearl Jam is going to be there, Foo Fighters, Incubus, The Flaming Lips, and The Who, and they're all going to be celebrating The Who.
That's cool.
Damn. This is a Saturday night at UCLA's Pauley Pavilion. The show will air next Thursday night on VH1, but you can be there and see it live in person. By the way, I don't know of a time that Foo Fighters and Pearl Jam have ever been on the same bill. So
yeah,
this
true.
Is pretty much, this is a deal right here. This is history in the making. You can call right now if you want to go in person. 1-800-520-1067. That's the good news. You have a chance to win. The bad news is you got to suffer through La Orquesta de la Raza.
I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And with our powers combined, we are El Orquestra de la Raza. Si se puede!
Oh, God. Nicely done,
you know,
gentlemen.
What, Fred? That one really, really hurt.
Yeah. I agree. All right. I agree.
All right.
Mike and Dave, how about recutting that intro? Give us something under 30 minutes. Come on.
This concert honors the Who?
Yes.
Yeah. That's correct.
Nicely done.
Who are we?
So here, shut up. All right, so here's what we're going to do. The Orchestra de la Raza will perform, and this is different than most of our games. It's not lyrics, and it's most in most cases, it's not even the singing parts. It's the music parts of the song. And we're going to do Pearl Jam songs, Incubus songs, and Foo Fighters songs. So you're going to have to recognize the music as done by Psycho Mike and Dave's mouths, and then you have to tell us which band and which song. And then if you get that right, you'll go into a drawing
my God.
To go see the show.
All right, so we are going to be looking for title and artist, I guess, is what we're going to require from you this time. 1-800-520-1067. It'll all become clear to you after you hear the first contestant fail miserably. Why don't we start with Adam? He's in Encino on line 7. Adam, welcome to La Orquesta de la Raza. You understand what you're going to be doing here, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
All right. Okay, title and artist. Here's the orchestra. Tell us what the song is and who it's by.
You ready to rock?
Let's do this. All right. I believe that's enough, gentlemen. I think that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's good, guys. Adam, title and artist to go in the drawing. What do you think?
Pearl Jam.
Yes.
Song title?
Even Flow.
Oh! Maybe it was Alive.
Alive. Oh. Nice try.
Thank you. So close.
So I feel really bad that he endured that and got that close and didn't get it right.
You're awesome.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Becky in East L.A., good morning.
Yes, good morning.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Here's your song, Orchestra de la Raza.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. Here's a hint, Becky. It's either a Pearl Jam, an Incubus, or a Foo Fighter song. Title and artist to go in the drawing. What do you think?
Wow, I'm
going to
say Foo Fighters.
I'm going to say
Incubus, nice to know you. Yeah, I don't think that was done very well. I got to be honest.
What?
Let's go to John in Costa Mesa. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You ready for your song from orchestra?
You got it.
Here we go.
Gentlemen.
Dave, were you saying Jackie Chan?
That's what I thought.
It sounded like you were saying Jackie Chan.
I thought he was saying Jackie Chan. All right, John, Pearl Jam, Incubus, Foo Fighters, which band, which song?
That's where it sounded like Barry Manilow's Copacabana.
It did a little.
Yeah, I'm sorry, though, not this time. We were looking for Everlong by Foo Fighters. All right.
That was better.
We're into sudden death right now. We're at the point now where the first person who can identify the Orchestra de la Raza's performance by title and artist, you will win the tickets this Saturday night for the VH1 Rock Honors The Who.
These are the worst contestants ever.
Yeah, sure, it's them. Chris in San Clemente, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready for the Orchestra de la Raza?
Ready to rock.
I'm going to give you a clue again that other people don't seem to be getting, and that is that it's not going to be the singing part. It's not the melody. It's just the music part.
Okay.
All right, here you go. Orchestra. Nice clap. Does this scream to anybody else that we are telling people, please turn off your radios? Is that?
Yes.
You get that
absolutely.
Feeling? Okay, Chris.
That is Pearl Jam.
Except for its incubus, Megalomania. All right, still in sudden death. Still got that sudden death thing going.
All right, if you get it right, title and artist, you win the tickets. If you don't, then Mike and Dave are both fired. I want to really put something on the line here.
All right, good. Now you both have something to lose. Let's go to Bert. Good morning, Bert.
What up?
You ready for the Orchestra de la Raza?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Filled with confidence since no one else has gotten one?
I'm working it.
Here we go.
Here we go. Bing, boom, bing. Boom, bada, boom, bing, boom, bing. Bing, 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 bada, boom, bing, boom, bing. Bing, 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 bada, boom, bing, boom, bing. Boom, boom, boom,
I got to tell you, if Bert doesn't get that one, he's fired from his job as well.
Whatever his job is, you're going to call his boss.
Whatever
today.
It is, you're gone.
All right, Bert, let's hear it, man. Win it.
That was Pearl Jam. God.
Yes, it was.
Come on.
And the song is called?
Oh, and I don't know. It's about that crazy-looking dog sheep thing. Ah.
And the young man that the song is named after is? It's a guy's name?
Oh.
And the guy's name is?
Joe.
Come on. It's a Pearl Jam. Do you know a Pearl Jam song named Joe? Come on.
Or maybe it was.
Maybe it was Jeremy.
Jeremy. Maybe it's early.
Come on. That was an easy one. They nailed
that
one.
It was. I agree.
All right. Sudden death. Here we go.
Do we have more?
Yes,
we
do.
We got plenty.
Okay. Oh, more orchestra.
Go to Steve in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Steve.
What's up, fellas?
Please get this right.
You guys, and that guy, last guy, was really retarded.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
That's what we're saying. Now, Steve, you've been listening on hold. How many so far have you been able to get?
I've listened since the last one, actually. It was the only one I was able to get.
Okay, well, at least you got that one. All right, here we go.
Let's see how you do with this one.
Foo Fighters, Incubus, or Pearl Jam?
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Steve, please put us out of our misery. Title and artist.
Were the three artists again? Pearl Jam, Incubus?
Nope. The only artists were Foo Fighters and Foo Fighters and Foo Fighters. Please, God, get this right.
It was Foo Fighters.
Yes! What's the name of the
and
song?
And the song is called?
You already did Everlong.
Okay, so here's I don't want
really
to give it away. I don't want
to
give it away, but there goes
my hero.
Yes!
Yeah!
He did it!
God. On his own with no help from us.
How did he do it?
Congratulations. You've won a pair of tickets to the VH1 Rock Otters, The Who, Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam, Incubus, Flaming Lips, July 12th. That's this Saturday at UCLA's Pauley Pavilion. Thanks for playing the game. Thanks to La Orchestra
de la Raza.
Hey!
Nicely done, gentlemen.
We are El Orchestra de la Raza.
Toyota owners through August with any part or service purchase from your dealer of $69.99 or more, get two tickets to a NASCAR event at the Irwindale Toyota Speedway. See dealer for details. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. 8:57 now, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Did you say get free tickets to an NASCAR event?
She did.
NASCAR.
Oh.
That's what I said.
Very different.
Yes,
it would be
very,
very
different.
Because the NASCAR used to be a little trick down on Hollywood Boulevard.
Is that right?
For about $30, yeah.
Down at Vaseline Alley?
Call it the NASCAR.
Yeah.
Hop in the back seat. Ah, I love it when celebrities battle each other in the public.
Me too.
Little exchange of slights between Gary Oldman, super talented, brilliant British actor, and Oliver Stone, way hacky, axe-grinding director. Apparently, Oliver Stone has accused Gary Oldman, who he worked with in his Oscar-winning film JFK in 1991, when he played Lee Harvey Oswald. Oliver Stone said that Gary Oldman has lost his edge.
Wow.
He wouldn't work with him again because he's lost his edge. Okay. I guess this is a slam against Gary because he's currently appearing in blockbusters like Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, where he plays Lieutenant James Gordon, soon to be Commissioner Gordon.
And, but of course, you can still be a terrific actor, even in a mainstream movie.
Oh, not according to Oliver Stone. So Oldman is striking back. God bless him. So Oliver Stone thinks I've lost my edge. Yeah. But then I've looked at the last couple of things he's done, and I could perhaps say the same thing to him.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Oldman said it's unlikely the two will work together again.
Really?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
This is the reason God invented celebrities.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Gary Oldman's the man.
He really is.
He was great on Different Strokes.
That is Gary.
Then he got that sad divorce. Remember, he had to go to divorce court and everything
not
like that.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Coleman.
You don't make
different.
Fun of a guy who's just because he's short, too, right? Either.
Can I just give a little programming note about the Kevin and Bean show?
Sure.
Tune in tomorrow.
Don't listen.
No, tune in tomorrow when we talk to the author of Hot Chicks and Douchebags, the book.
Yes.
I've been reading it in the other room, laughing my ass off, tears coming out of my
really?
Eyes. So freaking funny.
Fantastic.
If you're familiar with the website, Hot Chicks with Douchebags, which is just endlessly entertaining to me.
It is, yeah.
Because I'd say about 94.7% of them come from New Jersey.
Yeah, sure.
And having grown up in Philadelphia, I used to be inundated with these losers on a daily basis for my entire young life. And it's just hilarious the way this guy just rips them up in such clever writing. It just will really make you laugh. So we're talking to the author of the book. I think Jay Lewis is his name. Comes on the show
tomorrow.
That's
right. Yeah, 7:30 tomorrow morning. Don't judge the Kevin and Bean program by today's show and the Orchestra de la Raza, but tomorrow with Hot Chicks with Douchebags and then Friday, The Retarded Policeman. That's the 1-2 punch of comedy right there.
By the way, also tomorrow we got the owner of the Palms, Joe Maloof, and Rob Durden.
Jeez.
So that's very exciting.
We got Rob Durden.
He's
going to
be on the show.
Maloof,
that's correct.
And Hot Chicks with Douchebags.
That's correct.
Now, see, that's a show worth listening to.
See?
Forgive us this one and give us another shot tomorrow is what we're saying.
Yeah, what happened today? That's my question.
I don't know.
How'd you like to see a naked photo of Kate Pearson from the B-52s?
Nope. What else you got?
I got a naked picture of Kate Pearson.
What else?
Nice melons.
Pretty much just a naked picture of Kate Pearson.
No.
If you go to PerezHilton.com, he has released the photo. Apparently, she's got an ex-boyfriend with an axe to grind, and so he released the photo, and now it's being purposely leaked all over the internet.
That sounds unnecessary.
60 years old is Kate Pearson.
Yeah.
Smiling broadly as she poses fully naked on a bed.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
Not bad for 60. Kevin doesn't have that qualification, but I do. I think there's room to judge and objectionify women of all ages.
You're good with that?
I am good with that.
All right.
Speaking of boobs, Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is battling with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, you know, Jessica Simpson wore a T-shirt in public as a slam against Carrie Underwood.
What'd it say?
Who's boning her ex.
Oh, sure.
She's boning Carrie's ex. Yeah, Tony Homo from Dallas Cowgirls. And so,
Pam Anderson?
Jessica wore a T-shirt that said, "Real girls eat meat." See, because Carrie Underwood is a vegetarian.
Right.
What a burn.
Well, Pamela Anderson called her a bitch and a whore.
Pam Anderson?
She wore that shirt.
Yeah.
And so now Jessica's firing back, saying that it did hurt when Pam called her those names during a radio interview. But she said she's chosen just to ignore it because Pam is simply desperate for publicity. By ignore it, I guess she means talk about it.
She means make a statement about it.
She said while her own star is rising, Pam's level of stardom is slowly fading to oblivion.
I like meat.
How is Jessica's level of fame rising,
well,
by the way?
You just wait until Employee of the Month, too, and then you'll see. Wait,
and she's got that country music album out now.
I was about to say, the country music community is actually starting to shun her as well. She showed up to some event in Nashville recently with a huge entourage and security, and they didn't take too kindly to that because no matter how big a star you are, I guess they think you should be a little bit more humble.
Oh,
but
that's right. When you're a country star, you're supposed to be able to pull your audience out of the pit yourself and beat them up on stage, like Tim McGraw did the other day.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Nice.
He did.
Yeah. Some guy was mouthing off, and so he just reached down into the crowd and pulled the dude up on stage.
I like it.
And I believe he stuck his American boot up his foreign ass.
Wow.
I think he did.
Oh, that was another guy.
Remember the dude from Tool choked out the fan
that is the
on stage?
Point.
Just choked him out. Guy jumped up on stage and he choked him out.
It was the dude who threw a guy off the stage.
Akon,
that's right.
Guy off and tossed him off the stage.
Both Maynard from Tool and Akon, by the way, that was pretty cheap because they invited him up with happy faces.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
No,
hey,
no, really, come on up
the
here,
show.
Fan. And then next thing you know, whoa!
Just joking him out.
Ultimate sucker punch.
That's awesome.
Well, that Amy Winehouse show, that one show that she's managed to do in the last 6 months, she got into a little tussle with somebody. She started hitting somebody in the head. Remember who was making fun of her when she was trying to touch her beehive, I think.
She had a statement, I believe, didn't she?
Amy?
Amy Winehouse, yeah.
I said, I love this.
That's what Amy said. By the way, there are new photos of Amy on the internet.
Oh,
of course,
no.
You can say this any day of the week.
Oh, no.
Right. But, no.
She's not.
She's rocking the low slung jeans.
Oh, no.
You know how some girl wear the low slung jeans?
Some girls can pull those off.
She's a bone, skin and bones, or skin and syringes, or whatever she's made up of now. And because the jeans are riding low, unfortunately, you can see the, I guess, the British National Forest, we would call it.
Oh,
that she's sporting. As
that
if she
sounds
wasn't
unnecessary.
Repulsive enough.
Yeah.
You just see her her overgrown secret garden.
Oh, man.
You don't need to see that peeking out the top of the jeans.
You really don't.
No, you really don't.
That jungle is thick. I don't think anybody's ever even been in there.
No, that's true.
I think the URL.
Need a machete.
I got the URL, if you don't mind, if I give it out to see the Amy Winehouse picture.
VOICESFROMSPIRIT.COM/V21N5/links.htm
We know you will find it of interest. These are incredible, absolutely incredible times.
They are incredible times.
Absolutely major camel toe.
That's true, too.
And
what was that?
The battle between Christy Brinkley and Peter Cook continues in divorce court. A court-appointed psychologist yesterday testified in the case, saying that Peter Cook is a self-absorbed, oversexed egotist and that Christy Brinkley has bad taste in men. And that's why these witnesses get the big bucks, to come up with amazing insight like that. Yeah. I could have done that over the phone for a six-pack. I could have told you the exact same information.
Isn't it possible that both are correct?
That's what he said. He said that both of those things that he said, and I think I agree with both of those. She has horrible taste in men, and he is self-absorbed, oversexed, and egotist.
She's got three kids from three different husbands already, Christy Brinkley does, by the way. I don't think that was her intention, but that's how it worked out for her.
Yeah, for a good-looking broad, she's sure been passed around, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Apparently she spent the holiday weekend with Billy Joel. She ran back there.
Really?
Yeah. If I was Billy Joel, I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Why don't you kiss my uptown ass? That's what I would have said to her.
Nice.
Yeah, how you like that? Yeah.
Burn. Ralph worked in a song title.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Fred Savage from the Wonder Years turns 32 years old today. Courtney Love, you remember her. She was married to that dude.
That dude, right. In that band?
Yeah.
That's right.
She's 44.
That dude who tried so hard to get away from her.
Yeah.
when you look back on it.
He is the ultimate divorce, wasn't it?
Yep.
Tom Hanks is 52 years old today. Jimmy Smits turns 53. John Tesh, good friends with Kevin and Bean, is 56. Mm. Didn't you guys spend some time in his fridge or something?
I think we did a long, long time ago.
He's
always been nice to us. He seems like a good dude.
That's back when he was the Entertainment Tonight dude.
Before he became Yanni.
Yeah.
He's 56 today. Chris Cooper, one of my favorite character actors, is 57, as is Brian Dennehy. Also.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. He is 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Why has it been so long since we've talked to our girlfriend, Tara Patrick, Kevin? What has been the holdup, do you suppose?
I don't know, but it's time to do that right now.
She starred in hundreds of landmark adult films and founded her own production company, TerraVision.
This is Tara Patrick. People really enjoy what I do, and it brings them happiness, and therefore it brings me happiness.
Oh, we love your meat.
Mm. I'm so glad you're here. Time to put on some suntan lotion. Or would you rather rub this stuff all over me?
Dude, we're here. Look at this. Tara Patrick, what's been going on, girl?
Yeah, girl.
Hi. Hi, Tara. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my dear. How are you?
Good. Thank you, guys.
You just woke up, didn't you?
I woke up. Yeah, I'm an early riser, but still, I go to bed late sometimes too. So,
are you still in bed right now?
Yes, I am.
All right.
what are you wearing?
Just ask her. Don't be so creepy. Just ask her. What are you wearing?
What are you wearing, Tara?
There you go.
I'm wearing little tiny underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a tank top.
I can picture that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm looking at the new High Times magazine.
Yes.
And it has a picture of you on the cover. And you've got your arms around what looks like, how much weed would you say that is, Mike?
I would say a pound and a half.
It's pounds.
A pound of weed.
It's pounds.
Okay.
They stock the room pretty much at a High Times cover photo shoot, don't they, Tara?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, for the photo shoot, the guy came with all the weed in, like, a suitcase, like a roll-on suitcase.
Really?
That's awesome.
And this was in Vegas, right?
This was Vegas.
It's funny because in the article where they start talking about having you on the cover, they talk about the extreme lengths that they went to get you on the cover and how they've been talking to you for 4 years, and this guy would not let up. You got to be on the cover of High Times.
Wow.
You just got to do it.
So
you did it. You are the 2008 Ganja Goddess. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you.
Now, do you have to qualify for that, or are you just hot enough?
You got to be hot, and you have to qualify.
Okay, all right. Is there a competition? Is there a Ganja Goddess competition?
Yeah, I mean, they pick a girl every year, so, you know, they've had some pretty smoking hot chicks.
Yes, but, no kidding.
Yeah.
Tara, do you keep track? Maybe you don't. Maybe you're at the point in your career where you've done so many that the numbers don't mean anything to you, but how many magazine covers do you – different copies of magazines, different magazines you think you've been on the cover of over the years?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's been hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah. You don't keep track anymore?
No, I mean, it's been everything from Playboy, FHM, Penthouse, Hustler, you know, Maxim, like just so much. I mean, so much.
Here's my complaint with High Times magazine, and I get what they do, and, you know, they love weed, it turns out.
Right.
That's their thing. That's
like
kind of the point.
So you have Tara in your magazine, and then you turn to, I don't know, page like 130 or something. They have a two-page picture of Purple Kush. Which is a, you know, a special kind of weed. It's a two-page picture. They didn't have any two-page pictures of Tara Patrick.
That's their fold-out.
Their fold-out is weed.
Yeah,
and I'm saying that's fine for every other episode, but when you have Tara Patrick, go ahead and use that as the two-page pull-out.
I know.
Right?
I told them, you have to do a centerfold with me, and they were like, okay, so we did one, and then they pulled it because it was too risque.
Oh, man.
Really? How do they, this may sound like a dumb question, maybe the authorities just look the other way, but how are they so blatant with the pot in a magazine like High Times when it's, you know, you can be arrested for it? I mean, do you have fear about appearing in a photo shoot with a pound of weed?
No. I mean, you know, that's the great thing about our country is you can do stuff like this, but I think that, you know, it's legal. I mean, marijuana has been legalized in like 7 states.
Right.
So.
And then the federal government says, yeah, but still, we're going to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah, no, they didn't give us a hard time.
You know, we went to the Cannabis Cup 1 year in Amsterdam.
Oh, did you?
We did, yeah. And we broadcast from there. It was a couple of horrible broadcasts. And I got to tell you, we had a great time. We loved Amsterdam. But the people who love weed this much are
not people you want to hang out with.
They're not so interesting.
Is it scary?
Well, they would stand up and do poetry about weed.
Oh, wow.
And they were all burnouts.
Wow,
funny, but it's certainly, you have way too much brain power for the people in this magazine, is what I'm saying.
Aw, thank you.
Because they pretty much, I'm not sure, okay, you can take it as a compliment. I do think you have a lot of brains, but the people in High Times magazine, I'm saying, don't. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not the brightest people in the world.
It's amazing they get a magazine out every month.
It is.
Well, it is. You say every month. It could be 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how long it takes. Let me, before I ask Tara a couple things that are going on in her career, non-pot related, I have to read one very funny thing on the High Times website. Your article is posted there, at least the first part of the article is posted there, Tara, and people are making comments. You know how it goes on the websites. People can log on and they can add their comments to the article. And listen to this one. This is a guy in Kansas. We've been getting a lot of rain here in the middle of the country. It's good for some farmers, bad for others. And oh, yes, Asian chicks who like to have sex with other women and smoke hella nug and get paid for it. Sounds like the dream I had last night. Holla.
I love it.
So there's a Tara Patrick fan for you.
He starts with the weather?
Yes, and then goes into the hot chicks with hella nug, which I just love so much. I'm also on TaraPatrick.com while we speak, like I'm not on that this time every morning. But Paradise Island 2 is out, and your first movie ever in Blu-ray. Now, every time there's some sort of new technology, you always hear from people who are in front of the camera, I don't know, man, this may be too up close, this may be too much detail, too high def. Did you have any concerns about appearing on Blu-ray for the first time?
No, it was good. I mean, it's good for us. It's good for our company. And, you know, we're just trying to stay technology advanced, you know. So it's a good thing.
I just wonder if there's ever, I mean, you hear some of the, especially some of the older newscasters, they say, man, this high def is killing me because I just look so bad. I just wonder if there's ever a point at which the camera gets too close and shows too much of what humans look like. Like maybe it would, like I know for me, I need to be photographed from a great distance away to look good.
And be blurry. It needs to be out of focus.
You really need your hair and makeup artist with you at all times.
Yeah, he doesn't really have that, nor do I, and we need it more than you do.
I love it. No, I would agree with that. That sometimes, you know, especially in the adult industry, that they do get too close. But, you know, I've never had any complaints. And, you know, we have a really good editor. So if
that's
if we don't like something, I just say take it out.
There you go.
That's nice.
All right. Well, Tara is the Ganja Goddess 2008, featured on the cover of the August issue of High Times magazine. That's available everywhere, or hightimes.com. And then, of course, clubtara.com is still up and running. And I know that you are still busy in front of and behind the camera. So, Tara, you know, we always love catching up with you on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you. And it's TaraPatrick.com.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you. Bye. We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
This weekend, of course, is the Maloof Money Cup at the OC Fairgrounds, July 11th, 12th, and 13th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the world's greatest skateboarding competition, and we're going to have a grand prize drawing that we're going to do Friday for something called the Best Seats in the House. This gives you the chance to check out the Maloof Money Cup in style from the Best Seat in the House, which, Kevin, as we understand correctly, they drop you from an airplane or something? That's how you see it on the way down?
It's some kind of a giant tower with one, like, throne at the top of it, and you just get to sit there and have people bring you beer, I think. I don't know.
And how much money did we hear that you can win at this thing if you're a competitor? It's some crazy amount of cash, right?
I didn't get the exact number, but I know it's more than any other competition in history when it comes to skateboarding. So all of the names are there. Everybody's going to be there.
I'm pretty sure it's 250 Gs.
250 Gs.
That's a nice afternoon's work right there.
All right, let's begin with Pedro, who is calling us from Glendale.
What it do, nephew?
Glendale!
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
I'm just worried about you guys talking about the High Times magazine. They're not smart and stuff. What's up with that?
Well, we went to Amsterdam, and we took part in the Cannabis Cup. And the people that do poetry about weed and stuff, they are burnouts of the first degree. I'm telling you, we were there.
Is that all you got?
It was all me. Right.
People who smoke dope all day are not exactly the brain trust, is what we're saying.
Well, I feel that's what weed's all about.
It is.
Is it about being smart and productive?
Yeah.
About weed.
Yeah, but you know what?
Being smart about weed.
You know what, Pedro, that was funny is that if you wanted to create a parody of what a weed smoker, you know, somebody that smokes weed all day, every day, and they were to get together and have a little meeting and do poetry, you couldn't write something that was more out there than these people. They were just, you look at each other and go, this can't be happening. Guys up there doing poetry and stuff. It was, I wouldn't say don't go, but you got to get really high before you listen to poetry about weed.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you, Pedro.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
All right. Let's go to Cyrus in Pomona. Good morning, Cyrus.
Hey, good morning, White Devils.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, the other day, you guys, I guess, were on vacation, and you were playing back reruns, and you gave out Sam, the Armenian comedian's phone number on the air, and I thought, there's no way that number still works.
Right.
So I wrote it down on Thursday, I think it was, and Sunday came along, and I'm all, I think I'll give that number a call. And I call him up, and sure enough, it's Sam. And he just talked my freaking ear off.
That'll teach you.
Here's the thing about the Armenian comedian, and this is what we found funny, is that you don't give out your home phone number on the air because people like me and you, Cyrus, we would get it and call all the time. But for him, that means validation. Like the fact
he loves
that,
it.
The fact that you called probably made his week.
You're his fan.
Absolutely. He pushed his website. He told me to come out and see him at a comedy club, and I hope the guy gets what he wants from life, but I don't think he's very funny.
Wait a minute. You don't think he's very funny?
I love talking all my fans all the time who call me, who are all fulling of love for me.
I'm the best comedian teller, and I can't say these jokes on the air, but I would say better jokes that you have never heard from me yet.
Cyrus, do you have, by any chance, do you have his number handy? Could we give it out again?
No, I don't have it with me right now.
Okay.
You do?
Oh, Mike has it. All right. Thank you, Cyrus, for the call.
Thanks, guys.
He is so obsessed with that. He loves getting phone calls.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But he'll talk your ear off. You don't have...
be careful. Be warned when you call him.
818-795-0076.
0076.
All right. By the way, talk to Sam for a minute, and that's proof that the first caller was wrong about how pot makes you productive and smart.
he does have a wife and kids, so be cool if he doesn't answer.
That's his cell phone I gave
him. Oh, it is. Okay.
That way you don't bother his family.
Rip on him. All right. Let's go to Scott, who is calling from Irvine. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, I just wanted to, because I got busted yesterday, I want to make sure that nobody else gets busted as well. You know what that new hack...
Hey, Scott, you're not talking on a speakerphone, are you?
Yeah, I'm kind of talking on my speakerphone.
Yeah, pick it up, dude. We can't hear you very well.
All right.
There you go. Good. Excellent.
All right. Sorry about that.
Now, what are you calling to say?
I'm just calling regards to, you know, that new hands-free rule they got?
Yes. Yes. The one you're breaking right now?
The law, yes.
Yeah, the one I'm breaking right now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, they got... Because I can't use my earpiece anymore because what happened is I had my earpiece on yesterday, but I was holding, you know, it's got the cord and the speaker is down by...
Right.
Well, one of my friends couldn't hear, so I was lifting it up so he could hear me, but it was still in my ear, and I got pulled over for that. And he said that was a violation because it requires one of my hands.
Because you're holding the speaker part on the cord of your earpiece.
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
What city was this in where you got that ticket?
Because that seems Irvine.
Pretty Irvine. That seems pretty pretty picky to me.
Wow.
Yeah, he said I could try and contest it, but I would lose. So I was like, okay.
How much is the ticket?
The ticket is for $85.
$85.
And he didn't pull you over for anything else. He pulled you over for that specifically.
No, everything else is current. My registration. How about everything. That? You know, I even got my insurance through AIS, you know?
Hey, that's
there
great.
You go.
How much did you save?
A month.
So they're for reals on this. When they say it's a primary ticket, they don't need to add that to anything else they're pulling you over for. It's enough to get a ticket just to be talking into a handheld like you're doing right now.
Yeah, he was waiting in an off-ramp. He's just like, they're just like over there looking for people on their phone.
Son of a bitch.
Kind of crazy.
See, you got to be pissed off when they enforce the law, man.
Yeah. What you do is hold in your hand and then just lean on your hand in the windows if you're really tired.
That's the worst idea.
Great idea.
That's the worst idea ever.
Genius.
We're trying to figure out if we hold Scott on the phone long enough if he'll get pulled over again. That would be funny to us.
That's the goal,
anyway.
That's
kind of something I want to avoid again.
Yeah, that's why we had you pick it up.
This count is a moving violation, and I'm going to have to go through AIS again.
Right, that's why we had you pick it up. All right. Hold on.
Thanks for the call. And let's end with Brian in HB. He's on line 4. Going back to the weed topic, this is one I think you'll love. Hey, Brian, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Brian?
What's going on?
So my wife got pissed off at me yesterday because she took my last bong hit, and I called her on it. So she decided to call the HBPD this morning and tell them that I was growing weed in my house.
Wait a minute. She took the last bong hit, and you said, hey, you took the last bong hit. And she said, I'm calling the Huntington Beach Police.
10-4.
You got a heck of a catch there in your wife.
Now, how could she call and claim you were growing weed if you're not? I mean, what evidence did she have to support that when the police showed up?
Well, I had a bunch of pots, a bunch of soil.
What makes you think he wasn't growing weed? He was.
He said he wasn't.
We cut him off, but that's what he was starting to say.
Yeah, I was previously, but had stopped.
Okay.
So I still have all the apparatus and all the equipment.
I got you. I see.
Paraphernalia.
I apologize. So what happened?
So the HBPD came to my house.
Yeah.
And they started looking around, and I told them, I've got all the stuff, but I have no plants, and I have no weed. I'm all out, completely fresh out. She smoked the last of it.
Yes.
And they told me that even if I did have any weed and if I had my prescription, which I do, they'd still arrest me because in HB they don't take the medical marijuana prescriptions, even though it's a state law.
Well, yeah.
Okay. What the hell is that? I don't understand this whole thing. It seems like... I know California passed a law, so doesn't it seem like everywhere in California they would have to...
Well, hold on. Well, dude's wife called the cops on him, and that's the part that perplexes you? The state laws?
Well, I don't get it.
What are you going to do to your wife?
I didn't do anything. I just called her on taking my last...
What are you going to do to her is what I'm asking.
Oh, she's moving out.
Yes.
This is what you're breaking up over this.
You do. You break...
Well,
if a woman calls
the cops on you, hell yeah.
And tells them that you're growing weed... That is unacceptable.
Skanky weed whore?
She's a skanky weed whore. Yes, she is. That's a good band,
how long have you been married, dude?
Just over 2 years.
Yeah, wow. 2 years too long.
And was there trouble before this this ugly incident?
No, everything was great.
Everything was great.
They were in love. I'm just asking.
Well,
I'm
of course. Saw long walks on the beach and daisy chains.
We've had arguments in the past, but everything's been great for at least a month or so.
But it's only weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Doc. Are you bummed out, dude?
No, he's happy. What are these questions?
Why don't you let him answer?
Are you completely obscure?
He might say, I'm so happy to get rid of her. It was nothing but trouble, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I just want to hear from him what he feels about it.
I couldn't have said it any better, sir.
You're okay. Happy. All right. Well, then congratulations. Better. Congratulations. And I hope you don't get busted for anything. I hope they hope you're off the police radar now.
I hope I am, too.
I'm sure you are.
These After are the police happy, come to shiny house. Readers of High Times magazine, by the way, we were just talking about.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's a great place to leave it with a nice, uplifting, happy, lovey story like that. I want to thank our guest, Robbie Renner, for joining us today. The Red Bull Experiment sounds crazy, but it's going to be free on the Santa Monica Pier. He'll be doing some motocross off a massive quarter pipe ramp. Again, it's going to be free right there on the pier starting at around 7 o'clock. You can see it on FSN and EXPN.com on Friday night if you want to check it out.
Dude, motocross, that would be a sport. That would be cool. Guys on crosses with wheels on them.
Sure. And thanks to one of the hottest Asians in the world, our friend Tara Patrick, for joining us, too. She is the Ganja Goddess 2008 on the High Times August cover, and, of course, TaraPatrick.com.
What was your relationship perfect before she called the police
and told you fine until this incident that you leave your wife over?
I've got questions.
I've just got questions. You don't have questions, you have problems.
Was everything perfect before she called the police on you?
Well, how do you feel about it? Is it a good time in your life? Would you consider this an excellent, shiny moment that you remember always?
He's a bad interview guy.
Just what? Forgive me for being interested. Sue me for loving too much.
That's your problem. All right. Tomorrow morning, more tickets for the VH1 Rock Honors. We got that coming up. We got
And that's with who?
With Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, Incubus, Flaming Lips, and
exactly.
The Who. Yes, The Who. Jay Lewis. Is that how you say his name? He's the author of Hot Chicks with Douchebags.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, that exotic Jay Lewis name.
How else would you say it?
Louis. You could say that, Louis.
I guess you
couldn't
could.
You?
If you're, all right, well, then, if you're a French king.
Why don't you bite me? Also tomorrow we have Joe Maloof, who of course is the owner of the Palms, and we have Rob Dyrdek. I'm being told it's Dyrdek.
Yes.
No, Dyrdek.
Yes. Always has been Dyrdek. Dyrdek.
Okay. He's the half of Robin Big, and his name is Dyrdek, apparently.
Not Durgin.
Not Durgin? All right. I had a little problem with his name last time he was in the studio. So, and also, don't forget, we have the Xbox 360, the Rock Band, the tickets to the Mayhem Festival. And then Friday, we got that grand prize drawing. Somebody's going to go in a helicopter, and you're going to be able to play Rock Band with Disturbed backstage.
So you're asking for a pronunciation check on Lewis, but
yes.
Durden, you're just rocking without checking for Dyrdek.
I did. And I watched that show, and I love that guy, and I called him Durden 3-4 times?
All At times.
Least. Yeah, bad. Yeah. I'm bad.
Kat Corbett's coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. She'll have Metallica for you. Also, Foo Fighters. The new one from Atmosphere is called You. And inexplicably, a new record from Staind is going to be part of that mix, too. All coming up straight ahead here on...